listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. It's something President Biden insisted he would not do until he did.
President Biden has pardoned his son Hunter following convictions on tax and gun charges. This is an announcement that wipes the slate clean and ensures that Hunter Biden will not be incarcerated as he prepares for sentencing. What's really notable here is this is an action that the White House had repeatedly said over the course of many weeks that the president did not intend to take. President Biden has said, you know, looking at the facts of the case, he had concluded that Hunter Biden was singled out in quote, a miscarriage of justice, and was prosecuted because he was the president's son.
Correspondent Eric Tucker, President-elect Trump describes the pardon as an abusive miscarriage of justice. The Canadians insist they are optimistic about relations with the U.S. under the incoming Trump administration.
Canada's ambassador to the United States has said that Prime Minister Justin Trudeau was successful in convincing President-elect Donald Trump that the Canadian border can't be compared to Mexico's. Kirsten Hillman has said that Trudeau's recent dinner with Trump was a very important step in getting Trump to back away from threatened tariffs on all products. Trump threatened to impose tariffs on products from Canada and Mexico if they don't stop what he called the flow of drugs and migrants across their borders. Hillman says Trudeau's claim that the Canadian border is vastly different than the Mexican border was accepted. I'm Karen Chamas.
Parts of the Great Lakes region are seeing fresh snow and face the prospect of even more this week. Western Michigan, parts of Ohio, Pennsylvania, and New York State are still digging out, and forecasters say more snow is not out of the question. Lake effect snow measured in feet in some areas. Winter hasn't even officially arrived yet. Watching Wall Street ahead of this morning's opening bell, the Dow futures are down 17 points, NASDAQ futures 19 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
New administration has hinted at one of its boldest moves yet. America's return to the gold standard. Backing the U.S. dollar with gold would create stability in a time of rapid economic change, pushing the price of gold higher than we've seen in decades. Those who act now could be positioned to benefit the most. Premier Gold specializes in helping those with a 401k, IRA, or other types of retirement accounts utilize a little-known loophole to move some of their savings into physical gold. Today, they'd like to send you a free gold standard kit to help you decide if this process is right for you. Call 606-800-8000 to take advantage of current rollover policies. Early action on physical gold could position your portfolio for maximum growth. Call Premier Gold at 606-800-8000. Call 606-800-8000 now. Premier Gold is not a financial advisor. Please consult with your advisor before investing. Call 606-800-8000.
Good morning. It's 9:03. I'm Julie Ryder with the headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Stouffer Legal. Baltimore County Police have arrested five teens in conjunction with an attempted carjacking in Towson. The teens between the ages of 13 and 17 were taken into custody Saturday night after a carjacking attempt in the 800 block of Delaney Valley Road. Police say four of the teens are also suspects in a November 29th assault in the same area. Officials say circumstances surrounding both crimes are part of an ongoing investigation. The Independent Investigations Division of the Maryland Attorney General's Office is investigating a deadly police-involved shooting in Howard County. On Saturday, a suspect in a domestic incident held police at bay for 2 hours at a home on American Farrell Lane in Laurel. According to police body cam footage, officers found a female victim on an upper ledge of the house and a man at a window with a long gun. Police say two officers fired shots after the man repeatedly refused to drop his weapon. He was found dead when officers entered the home. It's not clear if the gunfire was by an officer or the suspect caused his own death. No other injuries reported. Coming up, it's Stein on Sports.
Do you have a pet? Did you know that pet ownership has estate planning consequences? Think about it. If you become unable to care for yourself, who's going to care for your pet? And if you die, who will become the owner of your pet? Does that person know your wishes? Will there be a dispute because you didn't make your desires known? And what if your pet should bite a person or someone else's animal? Did you know that your homeowner's insurance may not cover the cost of injuries caused by your pet? Stouffer Legal understands the risks and challenges of pet ownership as it relates to your wealth, and they can help you plan to protect your pets, your stuff, and the ones you love. Learn how you can be Stouffer Legal safe at PlanBaltimore.com. View their online estate planning webinar to learn if your estate plan is all set. And if it's not, request a free estate planning review with an experienced Stover Legal attorney. Protect your pets, your human family, and your stuff. Visit PlanBaltimore.com so you can be Stover Legal safe.
Hey guys, it's Rob Carson. If you have tried CBD or want to try CBD for sleep, mood, or your body, go to thetrustedlab.com. CBD of highest quality, made in America, delivered conveniently to your door. Thetrustedlab.com CBD is lab tested. All natural and a great alternative to addictive drugs. And now take an extra 30% off with their Black Friday deals for sleep, mood, joints, body, and even for your pets. Go to thetrustedlab.com and take an extra 30% off the highest quality CBD to move better, feel better, and sleep better with thetrustedlab.com.
Now here's the exclusive Weather Channel forecast.
Quiet and cold. That's our weather this week. 42 today, 43 tomorrow, 44 Wednesday. We may get a little bit of rain Wednesday night, but then back to dry weather Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel. For Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 28 degrees in Westminster and 28 in Bel Air. I'm Julie Ryder, 680 WCBM News.
Now, Gary Stein on sports. Baltimore, we have a problem.
Here's Tucker. That's it. Wide left for the lead. Tucker's got a hook. This time, wide right.
Jim Nance on the calls. Two field goal misses on the night for Tucker. Direct impact on the game as the Ravens fall again to one of the NFL's best. This time, the Eagles at home, 24-19 the final. For the first time in his career, Tucker missed field goals and PATs in the same game. Got booed, and he talked about it in the postgame.
As simply as I can put it, I missed the kicks, and I'll leave it at that. I just left the points out there. I feel like I cost us this one.
John Harbaugh was grilled on Tucker after the game and offered this.
If you're asking me if we're going to move on from Justin Tucker, I'm not really planning on doing that right now. I don't think that'd be wise.
The loss puts the Ravens 1.5 games and 2 losses behind Pittsburgh in the AFC North. As the Ravens head into the bye, the Steelers beat the Bengals yesterday in Cincinnati 44-38. And that is Stein on Sports.
Everywhere you go, we're always with you.
I'll be there for you.
Stay connected with the news and talk you love. Download the WCBM app. Just go to WCBM.com. Kim Plasick Live starts now. Woo! On Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning. Happy Monday to you. It's the Monday after Thanksgiving, which means it's the Monday after Black Friday, which means it's Cyber Monday. Yes, it is Cyber Monday. So maybe you're still at home. Maybe you haven't left for work yet. Maybe you are shopping online. If you are, I envy you. I would love to do the same, but maybe I'll do some later today. Hopefully you guys had a great weekend. Hopefully it was a joyous occasion on Thanksgiving Day on Thursday, and then hopefully you got to have some fun over the weekend. I did notice, because sometimes I'll just let the TV kind of run in the background if I'm like cleaning, things like that. There was a lot of football on this weekend. I don't know if it's because the channel that my TV was sitting on, but it was just, it seemed like a lot of football. So I hope many of you were winners over the weekend. I did see where the Ravens did not fare so well. And I saw that there were some people kind of blaming the kicker, Justin Tucker. Look, I don't know a whole lot about football. You guys know that. But I do know that Justin Tucker does a great job helping out Royal Farms with with their advertisement. So I say, you know what? Give him some grace. He is still, I'm sure, a phenomenal kicker. He's just in a, you know, having a rough patch. It happens, right? It does happen. All right, we got a lot to talk about. Can we talk? We're going to start the show talking about this pardon for Hunter Biden. And, of course, we're going to get to some local news in the 10 o'clock hour. And you know what? Probably towards the end of this hour, we are going to talk about that deer attack in Baltimore City. If you haven't heard about that deer attack, because I did not hear about it, okay? And just, I happened to be scrolling online, and there was a man in Baltimore City that, you know what? I don't even follow him. I don't know how I saw this. But he had took a picture of a huge buck in front of his house, and he didn't want to get out of the car. Now, when I say a huge buck, it was a huge buck. Like, he was not exaggerating. It was huge. And there were a lot of people questioning whether or not it was real, like asking if it was, like, you know, some kind of Christmas decoration because the antlers were huge. He said, no, I didn't buy this thing. It was a real buck. So we're going to talk about this deer attack. Number one, I want you to be safe out there. Number two, I want you to be able to protect your animals, like your dogs. However, trust me, a lot of times deers are not the nicest and the friendliest. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about the hunting laws in Maryland. You know, last week on Friday, I had the guys from MR Tactical in the studio. And I have to say, you guys lit up the phone lines. A lot of people love talking about Second Amendment rights and what to do in certain scenarios. And I love the fact that they were here, so much so that I asked them to come back again here in December. And maybe we could do like a monthly thing with MR Tactical. What do you think about that? I do. I love that idea. So we'll have them come back this month at some point in time. They're going to give me some dates. But I love, you know, not just the fact that they talk about Second Amendment rights and they're so knowledgeable about the laws in Maryland, but it also makes a lot of sense because they're also police officers, as you heard. And so you want to know directly from the officer's mouth, you know, what is considered, you know, I guess not carrying correctly. You know, we talked about whether or not carrying in the car, how you conceal in the car versus how you conceal your body. It was very informative, very informative. We're also going to talk about the carjackings. Yes, teenagers are at it again. And it's your usual suspects. I know we talk about race when we talk about any other topic, but when it comes to crime and violence, God forbid you point out the people are black. God forbid. But you know, here on Kim Classic Live, I don't care. I'm going to point it out. I don't care. Tell all your friends, Kim does not care. All right, we're going to talk about that. Also, White Marsh Mall was sold. Not sure you heard about that, but you know, I'll say retail across the country. I'm not going to just say it's just Baltimore County. Across the country, you're seeing a decline in retail shopping. So we will discuss that. But let's get right into the pardon, shall we? We're going to get right into this. So as I ran in 2020, just a little context here. I had some gentlemen that came to our office. We actually went out to West Baltimore, certain areas, and we talked to gentlemen that were affected by the 1994 crime bill. And these videos, believe it or not, are still up on my YouTube channel. You can go to Kimberly Klasick on YouTube, and you can see the interviews that we did with these men that were affected by the 1994 crime bill, which was authored, sponsored by then Senator Joe Biden. Okay. Joe Biden, fast forward, right, as he became president this time around here in 2020, whether or not it was fair, we're not going to get into that. We're not going to talk about it. But he was asked multiple times by reporters. You guys might recall this because he was even asked on his, it's like the campaign tour bus. And one of the reporters asked him, they said, you know, do you regret that 1994 crime bill? Do you know what he said in 2020? He did not regret it. He still stands by it. Now, some people might say, Kim, you know what? I stand by the 1994 crime bill, too, because guess what? It put criminals in their place. And many people could say that. It cleared quarters. You know how bad I want to clear the quarters of Baltimore City. Many people could say that, but be honest about it. Here's the thing. I think the 1994 crime bill did a lot of great things. But I also believe it did some things that were not so great. And you had people that were being locked up, that were struggling from addiction. Okay, struggling from crack addiction, especially. There were many that were locked up for gun charges, for possession, something as simple as, you know, a small quantity of marijuana, things like that, right? Things that we don't lock people up for anymore, right? Now, felony gun charges, yes, you will get locked up for a felony gun charge. Don't go out there and be stupid, all right? Because you will get locked up for that, unless your name is Hunter Biden. So here's where I have an issue with this pardon. Okay, this is wild to me. Joe Biden once stood on the Senate chamber floor and went off on a rant that many people applauded on both sides of the aisle, that people are not above the law, no matter who you are, no matter your complexion, no matter what the crime is, right? This is the same guy that has our southern border wide open, right? Which is a crime to cross illegally. But at that time, he was saying you're not above the law. Here's the issue. You had people locked up, many of them black men, especially out of Baltimore City. And many of them were locked up as their kids were raising themselves or they had single mothers raising their kids. This was back in the 90s. Okay? There were many men that we interviewed with my campaign that talked about how they missed so many key parts of their children's lives and how they most likely would have been much more successful had they been in their lives, had they been home. Now, you're probably thinking, well, Kim, if they broke the law, they should have been in jail. Yes, yes, I get that. But serving 8 to 10 years for a small possession of marijuana, somebody might question that. Serving 6 to 8 years for crack addiction, someone might question that. Now, you look at Hunter Biden, and nobody's perfect. And this is why I always said, when everybody was grilling Hunter Biden and talking about him struggling with addiction, a lot of people were pointing out that I was, you know, having more of a heart about the situation. And that's because I don't care your social economic status. Drugs are affecting everybody right now. You know at least one person, whether they are a family member or a friend, that is struggling with addiction. It's just that is the case. And the last thing I thought I wanted anybody to see them do was to hang this over Hunter Biden's head. Now, of course, the laptop got out there. We were told that was disinformation, all this other stuff. I understand why people were bringing the laptop to the forefront. But the crack addiction part, I thought, was a little unfair, only because I didn't want to see him relapse, right? Like, look, I don't like Hunter Biden in any stretch of the imagination, but I do acknowledge that that is somebody's father, right? How many kids does he have? I know he has the one kid that he doesn't acknowledge, right? Well, anyways, I believe she did say that she's now at least receiving child support, which is great. But he has children who I'm sure that need him in their lives, okay? And I'm pretty sure they want him to get well so that he can be there as a father, you know, whether it's special events, school things, you know, but also be there to provide for them financially. Okay? And so that's how I feel. I feel like when we see people that are overcoming their struggle with addiction, for some reason, we still look at them as addicts, and I don't like that. I want people to be able to overcome and achieve and be successful and contributing members to society. I don't want them to go back and forth into relapsing. All right? That's neither here nor there. But that is why I never really got on the Hunter Biden case, you know, and pointing out his crack addiction and all these other things, because I just didn't think that was fair, right? I didn't think it was fair for somebody that is relapsing, somebody that is watching this. I remember seeing that one interview he did. Gosh, who was he sitting down with where he said that he was addicted to crack so much he didn't know if he was smoking Parmesan cheese. It was really wild. Anyways, I felt bad for him at that time because it sounded like he really was struggling to stay sober. And I thought, all right, if people keep attacking him on this, he might relapse. And I just didn't want that for him or his family. But if you're looking at what he has been pardoned for, and then you look at the explanation from his father, you can't help but to sit there and shake your head. Okay? I'm going to read this explanation, right? This is a statement from President Joe Biden. But I also want you to weigh in on this. 410-WCBM-680. 410-922-6680. And the question is very simple. Do you believe it was right for Joe Biden to pardon Hunter Biden? Now, we also have to take into account that this pardon means that no matter what Hunter did from 2014 to the present time, that's what he is pardoned for. Now, a lot of people are saying, okay, well, that's strange, right? Because we know that there's a lot of things that are still unanswered further than the felony gun charge. A lot of people want him to be held accountable for what might or may not have happened with foreign leaders, right? Remember the text messages we know about between him and a foreign national in China? Remember what he's been doing in Ukraine, Burisma, right? A lot of people are looking at that and say, okay, so he added 2014 on there and beyond, and that would basically take care of Hunter so that he's not accountable for almost anything. Now, I will say that even when Joe Biden was the VP, before 2014, I wonder if Hunter Biden was involved in anything before that, like when he was VP, because I would suspect that's a possibility. And so, of course, if Trump's DOJ or if, you know, any committee, if they were looking into Hunter Biden, I hope that they go before 2014 and really, you know, check things out there as well. But here's the statement from President Joe Biden. Now, of course, this happens on a Sunday night, right? I mean, really, a Sunday night. Here's a statement. He says, today I signed a pardon for my son, Hunter. From the day I took office, I said I would not interfere with the Justice Department's decision making. And I kept my word, even as I have watched my son being selectively and unfairly prosecuted. Without aggravating factors like use in a crime, multiple purchases, or buying a weapon as a straw purchaser, people are almost never brought to trial for felony charges solely for how they filled out a gun form. That is incorrect, by the way. Just throwing that in there. Incorrect. Those who were late paying their taxes because of serious addictions. Look, if you have an addiction and you don't pay your taxes, let's just throw it all out. Right? Did you ever have anybody say that to you? Right? Think about it. The people you know that are struggling with addiction, have they ever come to you and said that the IRS told them they don't owe taxes because they're struggling? Never. Never. When we get back, we're going to talk more about this. Real quick, we're going to jump over to Tim Herb with RBC Wealth Management with today's Morning Market Flash. Good morning, Tim. How are you?
Good morning, Kim. How are you?
Doing well. Doing well. Talking about this Hunter pardon.
Yeah.
But we got to learn more about the market as well.
The market, the economy, that's what I'm here for. Like you said, Kim, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday morning for the Morning Market Flash. Big news today, Intel CEO Pat Gelsinger has retired, and that took place yesterday, effectively December 1st. So that's some exciting news here this morning. Looking at the overall markets, the futures, S&P futures are very little change, actually flat after the benchmark notched its best month of the year last month. Of course, we have our final trading month here of the calendar year 2024. NASDAQ futures are up about 40 points ever so slightly, while the Dow Jones Industrial Average futures are off about 67 points as of right now this moment, Kim. But overall, there's no big directional drivers in play this morning, coming off another strong week. Again, last month, a big month for the markets. There may be some overhang from the combination of higher yields, some strength in the U.S. dollar. We're still getting some busy news from the headline perspective with Trump threatening 100% tariffs on the BRIC countries. That's BRIC. If those BRIC countries abandon the dollar, however, there's also, they talked up some very productive meetings with Canadian Prime Minister Trudeau following last week's tariff threat. We're getting some Trump staffing picks coming up here this week, Republican legislative math, some tax cut extension deficit dynamics, and then, of course, some mixed holiday spending trends right now so far for the markets. ISM manufacturing for November is the highlight right now on the U.S. economic calendar this morning. Wall Street's looking for headline ISM manufacturing to tick up to about 47.6 is the reading in November from 46.5 in October. Fed President Williams is due to speak after the close. We're seeing some JOLTS job openings tomorrow on Tuesday, ADP private payrolls on Wednesday, some Beige Book readings Wednesday. Non-farm payrolls will be a key to watch this Friday, of course, that data. But overall, very quiet in terms of any corporate news. Again, outside of maybe the Black Friday holiday shopping updates and other news. Earnings today, the only big news we see is maybe a company called Zscaler reporting after the close. So there you have it for this morning's Market Flash here, Kim. We'll be back here next Wednesday morning. Have a great day.
Look forward to it. Thank you, Tim.
Latrell spent more than 8 years in foster care. His world changed when he was adopted at 15 with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I think about how much we love him, and I wish we could have had him for his entire childhood.
The foundation is changing the lives of thousands of teens waiting in foster care. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Nightly, it's Red Eye Radio with Gary McNamara.
They're a mess right now. You think about across the board, the Democratic Party is a mess, led by their leader, who is a mess.
And Eric Harley.
Incompetent mess.
Taking your calls on politics, social issues, and news of the day. Don't miss a show.
Red Eye Radio is on every morning from 1 to 5 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning. The question is pardoning Hunter a big deal or is it not a big deal? I say it's a big deal. Not because I don't understand from a parent's perspective on wanting to pardon your son. That's not what I'm saying. If you saw President Joe Biden's statement just last night, he was completely delusional. Here's a little bit more of it. The charges in this case came about only after several of my political opponents in Congress instigated them to attack me and oppose my election. Joe, that's not what happened at all. This man is so confused. He's so confused. Hunter Biden has felony gun charges, Joe. I want to get your take on this. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Scott in Kingsville, what is your perspective on this one?
Yeah, in my mind, the issue doesn't start with Biden addressing a relinquishment against his son. The thing starts with this poor guy who exposed the laptop. Without that laptop exposed, none of this would have ever came about. And the Biden administration and the Biden legal team have done everything to destroy that poor man who exposed how rotten the Biden family and Biden's son were. So that went on for years. Who's going to reinstate that poor guy who, I mean, he has to pay his own legal fees and all this stuff and fighting the government? You don't have enough money to fight the government. So it isn't about Biden is now giving his son, you know, a relinquishment from all of his activities. The focus should be where it started. The guy who had the computer store that raised this whole issue, and then the government for years said it's phony, and the Biden people did everything to destroy him. And so who's the real criminal here? I think it's Joe Biden and the top dogs in D.C.
Scott, those are excellent points. I didn't even think about that piece of it. But you're right. I mean, so many lives were destroyed. I mean, even think about all those that were, you know, censored on social media as they were running for office because they had the nerve to even talk about the laptop.
There you go. Exactly. That's where this whole thing should go back to, not whether he just it shows a trail of corruption and deceit and using the government to force its way down your throat, and you don't have enough money to fight the government.
Yeah. Yeah. Great point, Scott. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
You have a great day. You know, there's so many layers to this. That's what's so like, it's so crazy. I also wanted to just read a little bit more here from Joe Biden's statement before we get to the next caller. You know, Joe Biden goes on to say, then a carefully negotiated plea deal agreed to by the DOJ unraveled in the courtroom, with a number of my political opponents in Congress taking credit for bringing political pressure on the process. Had the plea deal held, it would have been a fair, reasonable resolution of Hunter's cases. Again, this has nothing to do with the felony gun charge. It has nothing to do with any of this. Him not paying his taxes? This is ridiculous. It's a ridiculous statement. Brian in Elkridge, am I wrong here?
No, Kim, you're exactly right. It's good to hear your voice back on CBM, although I'd rather be calling you at the house in D.C. with some issues, but welcome back. So I can tell you from firsthand experience that these felony gun charges are extremely important and that they are enforced. We actually own a gun shop, and we can be held liable if we have any indication that that person is lying on that form. For example, if a husband and wife come in, here's a typical situation, a husband and wife come in to buy a gun, and through conversation we determine that this, or it's been given up that the husband is a felon, and then all of a sudden the wife says, well, I'll buy the gun. That's now considered a straw purchase, and we have to shut that down immediately. That form is called the Federal Form 4473, and it is scrutinized to the nth degree for gun dealers to make sure that it's filled out correctly. And if he lied on that form regarding being addicted or anything like that, he is a felon, and it comes with up to 10 years in federal prison.
Right.
Very
right.
Serious.
Yeah, Brian, it's wild to me to think that Joe Biden looks at this as, you know, well, they only went after my son because he's my son, right? I mean, to me, I feel like the privilege here is that he's your son, so he gets this pardon when absolutely nobody else would.
What I would like to know, and this is purely hypothetical, is has Joe Biden just set precedents for the future for people not being prosecuted for these gun crimes because they lied on the 4473? Is that now going to be a legal defense for a defense attorney?
Right. And this is Mr. Gun Control himself, right? I mean, how many times do we hear about gun control laws from the left? Oh, it's crazy. That's Brian, thank you so much for weighing in. I appreciate your expertise on this. All right, that's Brian in Elkridge. I also wanted to bring this to you, too, because, of course, you know, I said something about this on Twitter, and I don't know if you guys know Roland Martin, but Roland Martin had a show on TV One, and this is when I first got into political commentary back in 2014. So I used to go on Roland Martin's show. I was the only Republican Trump supporter even back then, and I would get beat up by the panel because there was like four Democrats and Roland Martin screaming his head off, and then there was me. And so my dad used to say, you know what, it is tough, but it's almost kind of like just throwing you in the pool. And he's like, you know what, I support you. If this is how you want to learn how to debate, go after it, you know? And that's how I learned, is debating Roland Martin. Well, I want to read a tweet to you because Roland Martin responded to my tweet about the 1994 crime bill. And I have to tell you, he's got a lot of comments on his tweet that actually support me. Yes, black Americans supporting me on the left. We'll get into that and so much more coming up.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. After repeatedly insisting that he would not pardon his son, President Biden has issued a pardon for Hunter Biden, sparing him a possible prison term for federal felony gun and tax convictions. President-elect Trump refers to the pardon as an abuse and a miscarriage of justice. The FBI could be in for a seismic shakeup should President Trump's nominee for Bureau Director win confirmation. Former public defender Kash Patel has also worked as a House Intel Committee staff member and as Pentagon Chief of Staff. Across parts of central and western New York State and western Pennsylvania, people have been digging out from beneath feet of lake effect snow. Parts of Ohio, western Michigan affected by heavy lake effect snows as well. And forecasters say it may not be over yet. They say that more snow could be on the way and soon. More details at srnnews.com.
This is Pastor David Wilson of Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with today's moment of truth. The next 4 years is a wake-up call for Christians. It's not about politics. The prophet Daniel tells us that God places and removes the leaders of nations. And King Solomon said, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked rule, the people mourn. We are entering a period now of rejoicing, which for Christians is the time to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Let's use these next 4 years wisely and pray that God will yet be merciful to us in the years that follow. Polls have indicated that Christians turned out in large numbers to elect President Trump. God heard the prayers of his people, and now is no time to relax. The devil knows his time is short. Let us act accordingly. This is Pastor David Lewis, and this has been today's Moment of Truth.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Saquon versus Roquan. Advantage Barkley.
Oh, here he goes. Barkley at the 10, the 5, and the touchdown.
Jim Nance with the call on CBS. The league's leading rusher bottled up most of the game, broke through for a 25-yard game-clinching score as the Eagles down the Ravens 24-19, the final. Barkley finishing with 107 yards on the ground, 65 on 13 carries in the second half. Here's Roquan after the game.
All 11 guys didn't do their assignment on that, and that's what it boils down to. At the end of the day, 9-10 people can do the right thing, and I could have did better on that play as well.
Meanwhile, boos rained down on Justin Tucker as the Ravens' beleaguered kicker missed two field goals and a PAT that had a direct impact on the game.
As simply as I can put it, I missed the kicks, and I'll leave it at that. I just left the points out there. I feel like I cost us this one.
Ravens now 1.5 back of the Steelers. College basketball yesterday, Maryland big over Alcorn State, 96-58. Derek Queen led the way with 20 points. And that is Stein on Sports.
The Hilton Garden Inn, conveniently located in Owings Mills with easy check-in using their digital key. Just download their Hilton Honors app. Whether it's a special event or a get-together for drinks at the grill, you can be sure of a great time for all. Relax in their indoor pool and wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast. Reach out to their sales department for your catering and event space needs. Call the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, 410-654-0030, 410-654-0030, where your stay matters.
It did not take long for winter to show up. Boy, these temperatures are cold, and they stay cold all week long. We've got lots of sunshine. 42, the high today. Then tonight, dropping into the mid to upper 20s. Tomorrow doesn't warm up much at all. 43, 44, the high Wednesday. And then another dose of Arctic air Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Only at Lowe's, MVP's Pro Rewards members can get a volume discount on eligible orders as low as $1,500. Discount on eligible products only and reflected in quote. Restrictions apply. See Pro Desk for details. MVP's Pro Rewards program subject to terms.
Mark Levin.
You need to get your head around and your hands around what's going on in Dearborn, Michigan and places just like it. These are no-go zones in America now. I've talked about this last week. It's like the suburbs of Paris.
Mark Levin on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, good morning. Hopefully your week's getting started off right. You know what I was thinking about during the commercial break? I have to remember to slow down. Do not yell. Right? Take a deep breath. All right, we're talking about the pardon here for Hunter Biden. If you want to weigh in on this, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. So before the break, I mentioned that I tweeted something out last night after I saw the pardon came through. I said, in 1994, a crime bill authored by Joe Biden locked black men up for years for the same gun charge he just pardoned Hunter Biden for today. This is the Democrat Party. Again, why any black person would want to be associated with the Democrats is beyond me. And I stand by that statement. I do. Because there are so many different things that the Democrat Party has done, even just recently, where I would have to look whether or not I should be an independent if I were a Democrat. Because it's just, it's so blatant. Like here, we know Joe Biden said plenty of times, I'm not going to pardon my son. Even if you thought that you might, why even put it out there with this absolute, I'm not going to pardon him? I mean, these are lies and lies and lies. Think about the DNC lying about Joe Biden being sharp as a tack, right? And then having to install Kamala Harris last minute and making everybody get in line and jump on board with that. You know, they lied for years about Joe Biden and his health. And we all saw it for ourselves. What did they say? Oh, these are just deep fakes. You know, he doesn't need help getting off stage. You don't know what you saw. For years they lied about it. They lied about the withdrawal in Afghanistan. They've lied about everything, right? The southern border. They say, oh, the border's secure. No, it's not. Then they lied about Kamala Harris. They said, oh, she wasn't really the border czar. Yes, she was. Like, you know, Republicans and Trump, we're accused of lying all the time. All the time. But to me, it's mostly projection. I'm going to go to the phone lines. I got my friend Joe in Baltimore. Joe, you want to weigh in here?
Yes. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning.
First off, just wanted to say, even though Cyber Monday, don't waste your money, Kim. Don't get it cheap anymore, your money.
Don't
that's
waste
what they do. They want you to buy a new iPhone every time, but buy some shares of Apple. Don't buy a phone.
That, you know what? That's probably good advice there. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. But yes, I'm really not concerned about him pardoning Trump, to be honest with you. I don't care. Though he said he wasn't going to do it, I don't really think, in the grand scheme of things, it really matters. And when I think about it, when I think about the other side, I think about Trump pardoning a lot of his associates at the end of his presidency. He pardoned Steve Bannon, he pardoned Lewandowski, he pardoned so many people, right? And we all look at that like, hey, we shouldn't be doing that. He's pardoning his friends. But here you go, you got this man's son who's facing, I mean, they're legit charges. They are legit charges. But he pardoned them because, you know what, if I was the president and I was my son, I would do it too. The funny thing, though, Ken, when I first heard his statement, it sounded like something Trump would have wrote, right? Oh, they're persecuting my son. They're prosecuting him. It's unfair. My political opponents, they're trying to target me. I was like, that sounds just like what Trump would write. All right, but it's funny how the similar statement made by Joe Biden gets completely different criticism.
Well, I will say this, Joe, and I want to make sure you got that out there. But I want to say this, you know, when you're talking about President Trump and some of these cases against him. Now, I don't think there was anything against his kids. But even with the E. Jean Carroll case, we'll just take that one for instance. She couldn't even remember what year that was, right? These were actual charges. These were actual investigations and actual charges that he had to answer to. And there was no denying that it, you know, he really did lie on a gun application. That was there in black and white. So I will say it's a little bit different. I understand what you're saying. It sounds like the same thing that he would say. But I think these are actual charges. And, you know, we're also discussing charges that weren't. I mean, it was kind of vague. I still don't know why E. Jean Carroll won the case that she won. I will also say, and, you know, Joe, I'll ask you this. when it comes to the 1994 crime bill, and, you know, all of the men that were locked up for the same gun charge, does this not look like white privilege that we hear so much about?
Oh, you don't get no complaint about that from me, Kim. So the interesting thing about that is the gun charges thing, if you have a gun illegally, you should go to jail. That's how I look at it. I'm thinking about these kids in my city right now who got illegal guns.
Yeah.
You should go to jail. Don't send them home to their parents. If their parents got a problem, send them to jail, too.
Right.
You ain't going to get no sympathy from me on that at all. But when it comes to, like, marijuana crimes, like, you know, possession of marijuana, you get 8 years. If Joe Biden does not, if he doesn't pardon those people before he goes, I would feel like he really did our country a disservice in that regard. You know, I'm not going to go ahead and make excuses in that way. Like, if you got a low-level drug charge and you're doing 10 years in jail and it's not for something crazy, come on now. We live in 2024 where you can go to a dispensary and go pick up the same thing you locked up for. That's ridiculous. So I actually agree with you on that.
All right, Joe. I appreciate that. That was actually my next question, if he should pardon those other individuals. And you think that is... All right, great. All right. Well, Joe, thank you so much for calling in, as always. I appreciate you.
No problem.
Thank you. You know, that's another question here. And as Joe just answered it, point blank, he believes, yes, he should pardon those individuals. And there's a lot of people online that agree with Joe. You know, that's another part of this, right? I mean, there were many men that were spending 10, 12 years behind bars for a simple marijuana charge, and it's still on their record. I have a huge issue with that. Now, before I told you, I put that tweet out about the 1994 crime bill. Roland Martin, believe it or not, he also received a $350,000 check from the Kamala Harris campaign. Yeah, he got paid. Some of the staffers didn't get paid, but he got paid because he helped her out with interviews and things like that. I guess some consulting things as well. But he says to me on Twitter, he says, and you are associated, this is Roland Martin to me, and you are associated with a man and party that tried to overthrow an election because he was mad that black voters rejected him. Your whining means absolutely nothing, Kim. First and foremost, I go through the comments, and there are a lot of people that were saying, you know, it's crazy that you're calling someone else a whiner here, considering all the whining you've been doing about Kamala losing. Another one of his followers says the Democrats wasted 4 years talking about a riot at the Capitol, and that was not important to the American voters. That riot didn't drive up food, gas, rent, and mortgage prices. That riot didn't affect America's day-to-day lives. Democrats, and that means me, we are so out of touch with reality. Again, this is Roland Martin's comments. Another person, Tina, says, black female who left the Democratic plantation, Malcolm X was right about people like you, Roland. And then there are some people that says, well, are you going to address her comment here? What about the crime bill? What about it? You know, you can call me names. You can say I'm associated with Trump and you don't like Trump. That's fine. But what the point I'm making here is Hunter Biden is getting privilege on this gun charge and the charge of, you know, not paying taxes that we would never receive. And I'm not saying we black people. I mean, Americans in general, we would never receive this privilege. We would go straight to jail. Let's see. I've got Fred in Baltimore. Fred, you wanted to weigh in on the pardon.
Hi, Kim. Yeah. From what I can find, the only other blanket pardon for crimes not even yet charged was President Nixon by Ford. So Hunter Biden is in very slim company with this blanket pardon that covers time at Burisma, which means he must have done something illegal at Burisma, too.
Yeah, and that's, you know what, Fred, that's what a lot of people are speculating now, and I have the same thoughts.
But the blanket, that's it, like I said, it's only precedented one time, and that's for a president, and it's just ridiculous. You know, pardon him on the gun charge, that paperwork error. People do that all the time. Few are ever charged. I could see that, but not paying $1 million to the taxpayer. That's ripping off the taxpayers.
Yeah. No, absolutely. Fred, thank you so much for weighing in. I appreciate
you. Good job,
Kim. Thank you. I also saw so many people, you know, posting about this. Do you remember Eric Holder, the former AG that pled the fifth on everything he could? You remember Fast and Furious? Yeah, you remember that? Okay, well, Eric Holder, who worked under the Obama administration, who had this great idea of putting guns in the hands of people like El Chapo, and other drug cartels. And then they said, oh, we're going to track the guns, and then that's how we'll get these guys. Well, they lost the guns that they were tracking. Remember that? And then when they finally arrested El Chapo, they saw that he had lots of those guns. And so did many other cartels. I mean, so we basically just gave drug cartels free weapons. Kind of what we're doing in Ukraine. Okay? So anyways, Eric Holder has the nerve to weigh in on the Hunter Biden pardon. Here's what he says. I couldn't believe it. He says, Hunter, here's the reality. No U.S. attorney would have charged this case given the underlying facts. After a five-year investigation, the facts are discovered only made that clear. Had his name been Joe Smith, the resolution would have been fundamentally and more fairly declined. Pardon warranted. He says, ask yourself a vastly more important question that he deflects. Do you really think Kash Patel is qualified to lead the world's law enforcement investigative organization? The obvious answer is hell no. So then he throws it to Kash Patel. And then he tries to say that, oh, these charges against Hunter are really nothing. So my response is this. Are you high? I said, there are men locked up in Baltimore right now for felony gun charges. Please stop tap dancing. This is pathetic. This is Eric Holder. This is Eric Holder, the guy that gave guns to people like El Chapo. It's like we're living in the Twilight Zone, right? It's an alternate universe. This can't be real. I've got Chris in Dover. Chris, good morning. How do you feel about the pardon?
Good morning. I'm not good with it, obviously. And there's a saying that goes, if you take care of the little things, the big things take care of themselves. So the comment about, you know, it's a clerical error in the paperwork, you know, that doesn't hold any weight with me. I no longer live in Wilmington, Delaware, but I was born and raised there. And the gun violence in that city is off the hook. So, you know, with straw purchases and different ways people are obtaining these firearms, it starts with the basics, with the paperwork you're filling out. And it needs to be seriously looked at when someone's trying to buy a firearm. And if you make light of it, you know, that it was a clerical error in the paperwork or however it was worded, that just makes a mockery of the system that's in place to give law-abiding citizens the opportunity to buy a firearm. The other thing that a lot of people, again, still live in Delaware, no longer in Wilmington. The other thing a lot of people don't realize, with his 50-year career in politics, Wilmington, you know, in that area, the northern part of the state, they suffered a huge loss under his regime as senator. We lost a huge steel mill, the Phoenix Steel Mill in Claymont, Delaware, that had been around for I don't even know how many years. That completely went away. We lost the Chrysler plant in Newark, Delaware, and we lost a huge refinery in Delaware City. And this was all while he was at the reins as a senator of our 92-mile-long state. And then the powers to be had him, you know, be the head of the country. I don't know what people are thinking. And, you know, the outrage, and I think we're going to find out more. We're at the tip of the iceberg with the stuff that family tree's done for generation after generation, the money they've gotten, you know, you could go on and on, but it's disheartening. And you had an earlier caller that's 100% right. You look at the males, and I don't know how many females that are probably incarcerated with weapons charges. And it all started, you know, with someone purchasing that weapon. Of course, there's going to be, you know, it got stolen from my house in a burglary or whatever. But that's all, you know, a lot of that is a front. People that can legitimately buy the firearm, they buy it, and then they make a profit off of it, selling it to somebody on the street, and then they report it stolen. And, you know, there's so many people incarcerated for firearms charges, and for that just to walk away and try to say it was, you know, a clerical issue, that's just infuriating to me.
Yeah, Yeah, same here, Chris. Thank you so much for breaking that down for us. And yeah, I wonder if Joe Biden is going to try to pardon himself. Because as you mentioned, they've been involved in a lot. And Joe Biden has been, in office for over 50 years. Do you foresee him pardoning himself regardless?
I don't know enough about, what as far as the pardons and how far back. But I believe in my heart that down the road, the country and the world's going to know just how deep they had dug into to illegal gains. I mean, getting, jobs for, and it's not just Hunter. I mean, that whole family tree
right.
has benefited financially to the taxpayers and to the detriment of our country
right.
with allowing things that shouldn't have been allowed. I looked at, I'd said something to my wife. I think it was his granddaughter that got married, at the White House, and good for them. I was
yeah.
like, what did that cost the taxpayers? The travel they've done that had nothing to do with running this country or being, or being a part of, trying to get world peace and everything else he was involved in. There's just a lot of abuse there. There's
yeah.
a lot of abuse, and I think we're going to find out more and more as the years come forward.
Yeah, Chris, I think you're right. Thank you so much for weighing in. I think we are going to find out more. I've got Mike in Baltimore. Mike, you wanted to talk about the pardon as well. All right, Mike cannot hold on with us. We'll take some more calls after we come back from the break. But I just wanted to say that this is just absolutely ridiculous to me. And as Mike, our caller Chris in Delaware, he mentioned there about the clerical errors, what they're saying happened with this felony gun charge. It kind of reminds me of Marilyn Mosby. Remember, that's what she's trying to say about the mortgage fraud case. Like, she didn't know what she was doing. Again, Hunter Biden is a lawyer. Okay, he passed the bar. This is Marilyn Mosby. I now wonder if I could go past the bar. If you think about it, we have people that have, that license to practice law that are making these ridiculous so-called errors, as we're told, on some of these applications. You think that they would be able to easily fill those out with the expertise that they have. I guess at the end of the day, it just points to the fact that this is not a clerical error. This is not a persecution, I should say. It's not any of those things. These are actual charges against Hunter Biden. In the text line here, I've got Keith. He says, Cam, think about all the millions of taxpayer money that were spent investigating the Biden crime, failing by Jordan, Comer, etc. in the House. Wasted money now. Look for him to pardon his brother, Jim, next. Yeah, Keith, that's my question. Is he going to pardon Jim? I'm sure he will. And I think he's going to pardon himself. Because I think they're all going to be, implemented here. I really do. I think that we're going to uncover some things, like Chris mentioned, our caller in Dover, and we're going to find out that they were involved in a lot of different things. And I still want to know who was involved with spying on President Trump and his campaign at the Trump Towers. That's another question I have. Obama's administration, Joe's name came up quite a bit. We'll discuss more when we get back.
Hey, Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings, they are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% off site-wide, plus score premium doorbusters and get a free professional measure. Now, don't wait. These deals are happening right now when you go to Blinds.com. Swapping out old blinds for brand new custom window coverings, it's a small project. It has big results. And Blinds.com, they make it simple. They make it easy. They make it affordable. Here's the bottom line. Blinds.com, they make it a better way to buy custom window treatments. You don't have pushy commission salespeople. You don't have to wait around all day for a quote. I'm telling you, my years of experience with Blinds.com, it is so easy and so simple and has such a dramatic impact on any room or every room in your house. Blinds.com has their Black Friday sale. It's happening right now with the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and you get a free professional measure only for a limited time when you go to Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
One of the biggest and healthiest sales of the year is back again. Rescue Natural Supplements Black Friday sale is here. Right now, Rescue is slashing prices on every supplement with discounts up to an incredible 80% off. Rescue has a wide variety of products to address your health needs, including immunity and cholesterol support, heart health, and natural energy enhancers. Grab huge savings on omega-3s, probiotics, and so much more. So get shopping today. The Rescue Black Friday sale ends Monday at midnight. Shop today at res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Or call a Rescue product consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Again, all Rescue supplements are up to 80% off until Monday at midnight. So why wait? Shop massive savings on essential supplements at res-q.com today. That's res-q.com.
If you've tried CBD or want to try CBD for sleep, mood, or your body, go to thetrustedlab.com. CBD of the highest quality made in America. The CBD from the Trusted Lab is lab tested and all natural, and now to get an extra 30% off their Black Friday deals. Shop today for 30% off at thetrustedlab.com.
Only at Lowe's, MVP's Pro Rewards members can get a volume discount on eligible orders as low as $1,500. Discount on eligible product only and reflected in quote. Restrictions apply. See Pro Desk for details. MVP's Pro Rewards program subject to terms.
The Rob Carson Show.
Navarrete Romero, 31-year-old illegal alien from Honduras, was arrested last week by the Herndon police, charged with raping a woman on the Washington and Old Dominion Trail. Remember, you used to be able to go there safely. Same thing near Baltimore. Do you like American women not being able to go out and just take a walk without being raped and murdered by illegals? Really, Democrats? Do you understand why you lost yet?
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, good morning. If you're just joining us, we're wrapping up this conversation about the pardon here for Hunter Biden.
You like the way that
I think
sounds.
It's hypocritical considering the 1994 crime bill authored by Joe Biden, where many men were locked up. For similar charges, especially the gun felony charge. I've got Bill in Ellicott City. Bill, you wanted to weigh in?
Thank you very much. Now, the reality is that it wasn't a clerical error on a gun application. President Biden pardoned his son because Biden claims that this prosecution was politically inspired. Now, this is kind of ironic, considering the fact that Democrats up and down the board have always maintained that the litigations against Donald Trump were pure law, had nothing to do with politics whatsoever. True irony. What do you think, Ms. Kim?
No, absolutely. You know what, Bill? I also think about the fact that these aren't Republicans that went after Hunter Biden. As far as we know, these are Democrats. A lot of them, Joe Biden's Democrats. So I don't understand why they're coming after or while they're trying to make this, a Trump issue. But I agree with you on that one. Bill, thank you so much. Have a great day. This is what's so crazy about it, too. It's like, with the E. Jean Carroll and all the other cases, Stormy Daniels, all this other stuff against Trump, there's a lot of whataboutism this morning, right? And that's fine. If that's how people want to, use their logic here, that's fine. But these are all things where we listen to these women, right? Even remember Justice Kavanaugh. We listen to these people. They come forward and they say, oh, well, he definitely did this. Well, when did they do it? Well, I don't remember what day it was. Well, what week was it? I don't know. What month was it? I don't know. What year? Look, you're asking too many questions. It's like, when you look at it, even all this going on in Georgia right now with Fannie Willis, they're about to drop that. Not the same. Not the same at all. All right, we get back. We're going to come back locally here. I said Democrats are coming face to face with their policies in Baltimore City. A man was attacked along with his dog by a huge buck. Yes, huge. There have been huge deers, huge bucks all over Baltimore City. And now you have these very liberal individuals that are not so pro-Second Amendment that will cry and complain if they see a hunting picture. Like, why did you kill that? That poor deer was just minding his business in the woods. Right? Now all of a sudden, now they get it. Oh, now you get it. Now you know why they kill some of these deer or these other animals. Because they can overrun areas like Baltimore City. You don't want that in Baltimore City, do you? Well, now you got it. Now you got it. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the Randallstown woman that defies logic with juvenile carjackers. And then five teens arrested in Towson for attempted carjackings that were also linked to an assault on Friday. Well, four of the five. I don't, that one that wasn't caught up in the robbery, I don't want him to go down. So I want to make sure that I'm accurate. I'll also read some more texts on the Hunter pardon when we get back. But stay right there. We got a great show for you, and I hope that you weigh in as well. Don't forget, you can weigh on any topic, and you can stream it live at WCBM.com.
Is your roof leaking? Do you have water spots in your walls or ceilings? Do you have leaks around your chimney or skylights? If so, then you may need to repair or replace your roof before the damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing is in business for over 90 years, is a third-generation family-owned and operated full-service roofing company specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs and do not use subcontractors. When your roof does need repairing, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price on installing those materials as well. If your roof is showing signs of wear or problems, call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700 for roof repair and replacement. That's Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. 0% financing is also available. Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700, MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. After repeatedly insisting that he would not pardon his son and proclaiming that no one is above the law, President Biden has done an about-face.
Despite previous promises not to use the power of his office for the benefit of his family members, the president announced a full and unconditional pardon for Hunter Biden. He said it is clear that Hunter was treated differently in his gun and tax cases, saying his son was the target of political opponents. The move comes weeks before the younger Biden was set to receive his punishment after his trial conviction in the gun case and guilty plea on tax charges. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Congressional Republicans are chiming in on the pardon, covering a 10-year span from 2014 to the present. On social media, Senator Chuck Grassley says he's shocked, adding that he actually believed President Biden when Biden said he would not pardon Hunter. President-elect Trump refers to the pardon as an abuse and a miscarriage of justice. Across parts of central and western New York State and western Pennsylvania, people digging out from beneath feet of lake effect snow. Erie, Pennsylvania Mayor Joe Shembler says the city is slowly recovering.
Well, it was really hard at first because there was so much snow and people weren't adjusting to it. But I think it's gotten much better now. And we encourage everyone to please stay off the streets for now. Just stay home. Let us get control of it, which we're starting to gather, and we're getting to some side streets as well.
Chamber speaking with WJET 24, Fox 66. They're digging out across parts of Ohio and Michigan as well. Online shopping tracker Adobe Analytics expects consumers to spend a record $13.2 billion today. This is Cyber Monday. Wall Street, the Dow down 128 points. And NASDAQ is up 150. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
If you own a timeshare, don't miss this public service announcement from Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group.
If you receive an unsolicited phone call or mail piece to discuss selling, renting, or especially canceling your timeshare, don't fall for it. If you really want out of your timeshare, hang the phone up immediately or throw that mail piece in the trash and contact your timeshare resort or Wesley Financial Group for assistance with your timeshare. As the only Inc. 500 timeshare cancellation company, our knowledge, experience, and results has made Wesley a trusted resource for over 40,000 families we've helped get out of their timeshare. Give us a call and I'll send you our timeshare exit information kit free with the straight facts about your timeshare and all of your options for cancellation.
Call for your free info kit. 800-885-3333. That's 800-885-3333. 800-885-3333.
Good morning. It's 10:03. I'm Julie Ryder with the headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. A man is dead following a shootout with police at a home in Howard County. Officers were called to a home on American Farrell Lane in Laurel yesterday to investigate a domestic violence call. A man allegedly fired a shotgun through the front door of the home and then held police at bay for several hours. The stand standoff ended with the suspect dead after a shootout with police around 5:40 p.m. Three people who were kept from leaving the home by the suspect were reportedly uninjured. Officials at Calvert Cliffs conduct a full-volume test of emergency systems today at noon. The sirens are expected to sound for 3 minutes. The warning system is located in a 10-mile radius of the power plant and alerts residents to tune to radio or TV stations. The plant in Lusby includes two nuclear reactors that can produce enough carbon-free electricity to power the equivalent of over a million homes. And Baltimore City holds its annual lighting of the Washington Monument on Friday with the festivities scheduled to begin at 5 p.m. Coming up, it's Stein on Sports.
Nothing can be more frustrating than working hard your entire life, saving as much as possible, then watching your money go down right before retirement. Mike Kinnett, Ryan Herbert, and the team at ProStatus Financial can help. They're going to sit down with you personally to create a complete retirement plan, which includes the 401k x-ray, income analyzer, tax planning analysis, and estate plan review. This is up to a $2,500 value, and it's complimentary for the next five callers who have at least $500,000 saved for retirement. Congratulations, you've done a great job of saving. Now call 866-597-1040 and let the team at ProStatus Financial help you protect, grow, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Call ProStatus Financial today at 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor, insurance license in Maryland.
Gary Stein on sports.
It wasn't only Ravens fans cussing out their team last night after the loss to the Eagles. Apparently, it was Lamar's mother, too.
My mama just told me that. She just cussed me out. So, like, I'm mad. So, like, we gonna get after it, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you. We gonna get after it. I can't wait to this bye get on. Like, we got the Giants coming up. I'm ready to go. Like, I'm just ready to go.
Lamar's mom telling Lamar, run, Lamar, run. He had lanes to run, but decided to let plays develop instead. Meanwhile, Justin Tucker, who's a singer, is probably remembering the song.
Mama said there'll be days like this, there'll be days like this, Mama said.
Here's Tucker. That kid, wide left.
Jim Nance with the calls on CBS. Tucker, after the game.
I hate that I had to have this same conversation over the course of this season. That's something that comes with the territory in this job description. The kicks are either good or not, and today I did not do a good enough job to help our team win the football game.
You add it all up, and the Ravens go into the bye week saddled with a 24-19 loss to the Eagles. And that is Stein on Sports.
Join us for the Boomy Temple Shriners Festival of Trees, December 5th through the 8th at the Shrine in Rosedale at 5050 King Avenue. 40 decorated trees will be raffled off to help keep the lights on. This family-friendly event will feature over 20 vendors, a train garden, face painting, children's crafts, plus local school choirs, bands, and breakfast with Santa on Saturday and Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Get more info at boomyshriner.org. This message is made possible by the Minuteman Press Rosedale.
Now here's the exclusive Weather Channel forecast.
Quiet and cold. That's our weather this week. 42 today, 43 tomorrow, 44 Wednesday. We may get a little bit of rain Wednesday night, but then back to dry weather Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 35 degrees in Baltimore and 32 in Arnold. I'm Julie Ryder, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com.
Kim Plasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning. Yes, we spent the entire first hour talking about the pardon for Hunter Biden, who we were told from Joe Biden, his dad, wasn't going to come, right? We were told he absolutely would not pardon his son. Now, again, I understand it's your kid. I get it. But why lie and say that it never crossed your mind and you wanted it all to play out? Why lie about it? I'll tell you why. This is a guy that lies all the time. You know, I was just thinking about the fact, because I was thinking, you know, will Joe pardon himself? And I was thinking about the classified documents case, but I forgot that it was thrown out because he was deemed incompetent to stay in trial. He doesn't have to pardon himself about that one. Oh, boy, oh, boy. John in the text line said, good morning, Kim. I think Joe Biden would not have pardoned Hunter if he stayed in the presidential race. And if he didn't win re-election, he would have pardoned him just like he did now. And then if he were re-elected, I do think he would have pardoned him as well. I just think he said that he said so. It didn't hurt his re-election chances, Firefighter John. And, you know, John, we're probably absolutely right in that. But when you have, like, Karine Jean-Pierre, right, you got your press secretary lying for you. I mean, you know, it's crazy when you got all these people lying for you. And the worst of them all, I think, has got to be the Afghanistan withdrawal where we lost 13 U.S. service members. And, you know, Joe Biden gets up and he's like, yeah, you know, Kabul, it's not going to fall. We've got those that are there that are armed with our weaponry. And this is, you know, they're ready to go. And then literally not even 24 hours later, it all just goes kaput. And I was like, wait a minute. Did he even speak to anybody in Afghanistan? You know, did he speak to anybody in his administration about what was going on in Afghanistan? It seemed like there was no communication at all, or he flat out lied. You know, it was one of those moments where he had no idea what was going on, and we could say even at that time he was not sharp as a tack, right? Remember, that is the question of the day. Is Hunter Biden's pardon a big deal? So it doesn't matter what time it is or what we're discussing. You could call 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680, and you can weigh in on that. I did want to mention a couple of different things here before we get into our next story. White Marsh Mall was sold for $190 million. I think that was overpriced. Look, retail shopping is not doing well, right, all over the country. Just not doing well. But White Marsh Mall, I mean, it's been going down, gosh, I would say the past 8 or so years, you could see it falling off. You know what really did it for me? This is how I knew it was done. When Starbucks left. When Starbucks left, I thought, oh, this is it. This it is. When Starbucks leaves, right, you know that it's going downhill from there because they can sell coffee to anybody. But it's sad. But White Marsh Mall was sold for $190 million. There were some people that were commenting on it saying, you know, look, it's gone down. It's been going down for quite some time. I will say last year at this time, we were talking about, unfortunately, there were a lot of mothers that were being robbed at the White Marsh Mall in the parking lot area because they were distracted, putting their kids in the car, things like that. So if you recall, we were talking about this for a couple of years now, how crime has been on the range there as well. And across Baltimore County in general, I'm not going to get too much into that because I've been screaming about that for quite some time, and they still chose to vote for the guy, Johnny O, that is fine with the crime. Now, if you're wondering if he came out and talked about, you know, the White Marsh Mall being sold or any of the crime that we've seen lately, the answer is no. Just like always, he has been ignoring it. So that's, you know, it is what it is. I wanted to get into this story about a gentleman in Baltimore City being attacked by a deer. Now, again, I would not have seen this story if I had not been scrolling through X and noticed people posting pictures of huge deers in their lawn in Baltimore City. And so, of course, I click on it. And I'm like, well, what the heck is going on? And so I do have some audio here for you. That we're going to get to in just a second here. But this is about, you know, I know it's we're going to talk about the deer, but also I want to talk about the hunting laws in Maryland. And if you were listening to the Morning Drive earlier, you heard Bruce Elliott talk about how he has a friend that hunts and he goes up to Pennsylvania to hunt. There is a reason why having strict hunting laws isn't good for the state. And I wonder if this is now going to translate to Democrats as they're seeing all these big bucks in Baltimore City. I don't know if they're going to get it. I don't know. We're going to talk about it. Take a listen.
A man who was attacked by a buck in this park over the weekend cautions you to keep your distance.
And I thought for sure, you know, the guy, he's going to get killed. So the deer heard me coming toward the, and the deer just got up and ran. And the guy was there motionless. I ran up and a gentleman was there holding his chest.
Donald Colby lives next to this Woodbury Park. He's describing what happened after he witnessed a buck attack a man and his dog.
I took my dog for a run down to the park. They came, my dog and this big buck in the park came face to face. and he was barking at the buck, and I pulled him away to get some safe space between us.
But not before snapping this picture of the buck. Soon after, his dog started pulling on the leash and barking at the buck.
And the buck just immediately reacted and dropped his head and charged us. He was initially turned sideways to us, and he just turned, dropped, and charged. Had a, literally a split-second reaction. Yanked my dog a little bit, got him off center, so he just got brushed by and knocked over.
Then the buck ran right through him.
Hit my ribs with his antlers, and my hip with his shoulders, and knocked me flying. Knocked the wind out of me, and I was down for a while.
He went to the hospital where doctors checked him for internal injuries. He says he has lots of bruising, two broken ribs, and 6 to 8 weeks of recovery. He issues this warning to people.
They're unpredictable. They're wild animals. And I don't know what a safe distance is, but I know I was 25, 30 feet away, and I thought that was a safe distance.
Lisa Robinson, TV 11 News.
All right, as you heard there, that was Channel 11 with the story. Interesting enough, I didn't see it on any other website, to be honest with you. I looked for it. I didn't see the story. So I guess this is an exclusive over there. But I wanted to point this out because of, you know, the way the Second Amendment is really attacked here in the state of Maryland. Just on Friday, we had MR Tactical, and those guys joined us. And they were talking about some of the laws that are in place, right? And as we talk about this pardon even for Hunter Biden, we do have to acknowledge that even though we have so many gun control laws here in the state of Maryland, as our caller Joe pointed out, you still have juveniles that are running amok. They're found with illegal guns on them, and they're still taken home to mommy. Right? Nothing happens to them. But here you have a situation where, you know, whenever hunting season comes up, you always, it doesn't matter if you were on Facebook, Instagram, what have you, anybody can post a picture of them hunting a buck or anything, and you will have people in the comments that are just like, you know, so upset, and they're saying, oh, how could you possibly harm these, you know, wildlife and the animals, da 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 da. Here's how. Okay, here's how. Yes, is hunting fun for people? Absolutely it's fun. Do people like to hunt deer or whatever animals and eat the meat? Absolutely they do. You know, it's a thing. It is a thing. Okay? And so I understand why people find it somewhat barbaric. But the same people that find it somewhat barbaric are the same people that are now complaining about these big bucks running around Baltimore City. Now, as producer Brian pointed out, they were talking about in that clip from Channel 11. They were talking about the guy with his dog, and so Brian was like, "I wonder if the dog is what scared the deer, and then the deer started to attack." And that could possibly be a thing for sure. But now it's something that Baltimore City residents have to be on high alert about, right? So not only do you have the elderly that are being attacked and targeted by juvenile carjackers. Right. Not only do you have the shootings and the homicides, as you usually do, not only do you have the dirt bikes running around, you know, got to protect yourself from that. And there's just so many different things. Now you got to look out for big bucks. I don't know why I keep laughing. I don't know. It's not good. It's not nice. You know, here, when you look at the hunting regulations and requirements in the state of Maryland, a hunter must carry personal photo identification or a secondary form of positive identification while hunting. A hunting license holder is required to have a printed paper copy or electric copy on their hunting license. It is unlawful to hunt any game, bird, or mammal while under the influence. Obviously, that's, you know, of course. It is unlawful to hunt any animal other than deer on the first day of deer firearm season, except coyotes. If you go through all of the general regulations that you have in Maryland, there's like, you know, 50 different items here. Right, it even talks about Sunday hunting, state-owned lands, you know, fluorescent color clothing requirements and exceptions. Like, so I looked at, I was like, all right, how much of the Maryland population actually has a hunting license? And I saw it was 2%. Only 2% in Maryland do they have a hunting license. Right? Now, some of the other states, like I believe Texas, it was like, you know, somewhere close to 33%. And I look at, you know, even states like Pennsylvania, where you have a lot of hunters in Maryland, they'll go up to Pennsylvania to hunt. Now, that also could be because there's more bucks out there, right? It's Pennsylvania, a lot of rural areas. But it also could be because they don't want to deal with all the regulations. I mean, you've got to almost, you know, jump through every hoop possible just to get a gun in the state of Maryland. And so, again, these are Democrat policies and regulations, and this is what they call for, right? They don't want you out there hunting. They don't want it. And now they're dealing with the big bucks in Baltimore City. Let's see. I've got Alan Woodline. Al's on the line. Al, you wanted to weigh in on the hunting?
Yeah, belated happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Sure, guys, I'm sure you brought in some turkey sandwiches for everybody for lunch today.
Yeah. You know, sure. Sure I did.
Yeah. Hey, look, about hunting. I used to be a bow hunter, and I know you know that I'm black, so I really raised some eyebrows whenever people saw me walking in the woods, you know, with a bow. but I'm just going to say this. If they were to not have hunting in the state of Maryland, people think they're paying a lot now for car insurance. I mean, the deer would be everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere. In California years ago, they outlawed mountain lion hunting. Guess what happened in California? The mountain lions started just multiplying like crazy. You got them coming down to people's backyards, unfortunately snatching the kids, people's pets.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and you know, I remember during the sniper situation years ago, you know, where they were talking about they may have to close down hunting season in Maryland until the snipers got caught. People just don't understand. I mean, there are no Bambis out there running around. I've never seen a deer named Bambi, you know. And a lot of this meat, Kim, I know you know, it goes to, like, shelters. It goes to homeless people. It goes to food banks all over the country, you know. So, I mean, people just got to ease up. But you are right about the regulations for hunting in Maryland. I mean, I have been bow hunting in a while. Still got my old licenses hanging around and everything. And I can only imagine what it must be like. And before I go, make sure you don't buy up all the ammo at the gun show next week in Howard County, all right?
I will not do that. I won't do that. Al, thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Be safe.
Thank you, and happy belated Thanksgiving to you as well. And Al's right. I mean, if you look at the state website when it comes to hunting in Maryland, it even goes into, it says, whatever hunting, both hunters and Copagans must wear either a cap of solid daylight fluorescent orange or daylight fluorescent pink color worn as an outer garment on the head at all times. Your vest or jacket has to contain a certain color and at least 250 square inches of solid daylight fluorescent orange. I mean, it's like you would be like, enough. Enough. I'm just going to Pennsylvania. That's what you would say, right? Oh, man. Real quick, I wanted to get John in Ocean City. John, I don't want you to hang on too long. I wanted to weigh in on the Hunter Biden pardon.
Good morning, Kim.
Good morning.
I'm obviously against the pardon, but I'm not surprised that he did it, even though he said he would not. I also believe that he will pardon his brother and anybody else that has been under investigation throughout the last 4 years for the crimes.
Yeah.
I don't want to see the Republican Congress spend any time on these investigations in the new Congress.
Yeah.
However, I do want the new DOJ to take up all of the referrals that have been sent to him over the last 3-4 years for crimes that Congress did uncover.
Yeah. No, I agree with you, John. I agree.
And I also want to know why we've sent $211 billion to Ukraine. There's something underlying here, Kim, and somebody talked about it earlier. I want to know what all of that is about, and why it's been so important that we send all of our American taxpayer dollars over to Ukraine to fight a war with, and then tying their one arm behind their back. There's something that the Ukrainian president knows that's not coming out. That I want to know what that is.
Yeah. John, great question. Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you listening in Ocean City. Yeah, don't forget, guys, that's the big question of the day. You know, the Hunter Biden pardon, you know, and John's right. I don't want to see the committee spending time on this. We got about 2 years, I believe, as Republicans to get things done. So I want them to move on. But the DOJ, they're going to have to investigate. And I agree with John. Why did we send so much money to Ukraine? And why was even Nancy Pelosi over there? We need to connect the dots. Coming up next, we'll continue on this deer story. And then we'll move over to Randallstown.
One of the biggest and healthiest sales of the year is back again. Rescue Natural Supplements Black Friday sale is here. Right now, Rescue is slashing prices on every supplement with discounts up to an incredible 80% off. Rescue has a wide variety of products to address your health needs, including immunity and cholesterol support, heart health, and natural energy enhancers. Grab huge savings on omega-3s, probiotics, and so much more. So get shopping now. This Rescue Black Friday sale ends Monday at midnight. Shop today at res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Or call a Rescue product consultant, 800-26-ALIVE. That is 800-262-5483. Again, all Rescue supplements are up to 80% off till Monday at midnight. So why wait? Shop massive savings on essential supplements at res-q.com today or call 1-800-26-ALIVE.
These are more than just the sounds of a safe place to go after school. These are the sounds of interest being ignited and of mentors making an impact. At Boys and Girls Clubs, we don't do just one thing. We do whatever it takes to meet the needs of every kid who comes through those doors. Because whatever it takes is what it takes to build great futures. Great futures start here.
The Sean Hannity Show.
Look at the price of everything. Eggs, what you were paying in 2020, you're almost paying double. I don't particularly love frozen pizza, but if you like frozen pizza, even that's a massive percentage. Butter and potato chips and cereal and milk. Just the basics. What you could buy 4 years ago versus what you can buy today is 36% less. It's unreal.
Sean Hannity. Weekdays 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, we're talking about the deer attack in Baltimore City. I think Brian, the producer, is right. I think the dog probably scared the deer, and then the buck started charging. I got a text here from Susan. Hey, Susan, how are you? I hope you had a great Thanksgiving. Susan in Westminster, she says, deer attack. Kim, I find the story very odd. We have deer all over our property, and never have we encountered a situation like that. If anything, when we go outside and a deer sees us, they typically snort very loudly, turn, and leave. Yes, Susan, I haven't heard about deers attacking in this manner either, but then after I saw this on Channel 11, I then started Googling more about deer attacks, and I guess they're a little more prevalent than I thought they were. Now, you know, was there something in the area that scared those deer? I don't know. I don't know. They don't usually put all the factors with the story. I got Talbot on the line, from Texas. Talbot, how are you? What can you tell us about hunting throughout the country?
Well, the rules that you're talking about with the blaze orange and stuff like that, that's kind of common throughout the country. That's not a big... And the makers of that hunting gear, you don't have to measure it yourself. They know the regs are. So when they put a vest or a hat or something out there, it's meant to meet the regs pretty much across the country. They want to sell a lot of them. I've hunted New Jersey and North Carolina, Montana, Washington State, Texas, Tennessee. The regs have more to do with when you get to the East Coast where you're at, where it's a little more crowded. There you have to figure out what you're allowed to use. Can you only use shotguns? Can you use rifles? Do you have to use muzzleloaders or bows? Because the proximity of other people. When you get out west, the weapons regulations are pretty much wide open. And you were talking about the deer car insurance kind of issues. In Princeton, New Jersey, they loved their little deer coming out until they started eating their shrubs and on their wonderfully manicured lawns and gardens, and they started running into them a lot with the cars because there was no hunting there. And they hired a company to come in at night with suppressors to start eliminating deer, and it was on the state dime to do it because they wouldn't allow hunting. But they brought in a sniper team, basically, paid for by the state to start thinning the deer out. And I grew up in New Jersey, so of this I know. When you get to where you are, where the population is very thick, that's when it starts getting into, well, you can hunt here and you can hunt there. Then you got to, geography becomes your biggest obstacle, the thing where you really got to pay attention. The clothing, that's easy. You know, the weapons you can use, that's easy. So it really becomes this zone in this state only allows this because it's too close to a local municipality. Over there in the other zone, it's your mountainous area and there's not much around and you can use this. You know, you can use a rifle instead of a shotgun. So, the weapon, but out west, it's kind of wide open. So we have a lot more open space and we don't mind rifles on pretty much, hardly anybody shoots deer with a shotgun out here because, you know, we don't have to. There's a few places where you get closer to Dallas or Fort Worth, and it's like no rifles because that rifle bullet can travel several miles. So no rifles. Got to keep it close. Bows and shotguns. And that's about it. But it's really not that hard. It's a lot of wording, and it's not too hard to make sure you have your hunting license and your picture ID with you. I mean, that's not hard.
Well, let me ask you this, Talbot. I appreciate your expertise on this. When it comes to overdeveloping, because we talk a lot about that here in the state of Maryland, because we are developing everywhere, I would assume that that also puts, you know, hunting in another situation, because like you said, the very dense areas, you can't do a whole lot of hunting.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's what happened to Princeton. And they couldn't hunt. And all the people, I'm just going to call them the cutesy people, okay? The ones you were talking about that freak out if they say, oh, you killed a little deer.
Yeah.
Until that deer runs into their Mercedes.
Right,
and
right.
And then it's like, I hate these deer. They're everywhere. And they turn right on my garden.
Right. Well, Talbot, thank you so much for calling in from Texas with the expertise. Glad to know that the gear isn't too difficult. But, you know, this also goes back into that whole question of the overdevelopment. And we talked a lot about that in Baltimore County. So, yeah, there are things here. And, yes, Maryland is not the most friendly to gun owners. Let's be honest. We hear that all the time. Discuss more when we come back.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. For the longest time, the White House line was that President Biden would not pardon his son Hunter for tax evasion and the conviction of a federal gun possession charge. But somehow it changed. President Biden has now issued a full pardon for Hunter Biden. It covers 10 years, spanning from January 2014 to the present day. President-elect Trump calls the pardon a miscarriage of justice. The lake effect snow machine has buried parts of central and western New York State and western Pennsylvania beneath feet of snow. They're digging out across parts of Ohio and western Michigan as well. On the heels of Black Friday, today is Cyber Monday, and tomorrow has a name as well. Tomorrow has been dubbed Giving Tuesday. Watching Wall Street, stocks are mixed. The Dow down 176 points, and NASDAQ is up 178. More details, srnnews.com.
Trump's victory doesn't mean our financial worries are over. Far from it. Hi, Dr. Ron Paul here. For the past few decades, I believe our nation's economic foundation has crumbled, all due to Washington's addiction to spending and currency manipulation. These problems won't vanish overnight, and that's why I've supported gold IRAs for years. These accounts let you hold tax-advantaged gold with no penalties or taxes when you transfer your IRA or your 401k. Birch Gold Group is the leader in gold IRAs. They understand true wealth preservation means breaking free from the system. To learn more, get a free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word HEDGE to 989898. That's HEDGE to the number 989898. Don't wait for America's economic crisis to get worse. Secure your savings with gold today. Text HEDGE to 989898 now for your free info kit on gold IRAs from Birch Gold.
Message and data rates may apply.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Baltimore, we have a problem.
Here's Tucker. That kick. Wide left for the lead. Tucker's got a hook. This time, wide right.
Jim Nance on the calls. Two field goal misses on the night for Tucker. Direct impact on the game as the Ravens fall again to one of the NFL's best. This time, the Eagles at home, 24-19 the final. For the first time in his career, Tucker missed field goals and PATs in the same game. Got booed, and he talked about it in the postgame.
As simply as I can put it, I missed the kicks, and I'll leave it at that. I just left the points out there.
I feel like I cost us this one.
John Harbaugh was grilled on Tucker after the game and offered this.
If you're asking me if we're going to move on from Justin Tucker, I'm not really planning on doing that right now. I don't think that'd be wise.
The loss puts the Ravens 1.5 games and 2 losses behind Pittsburgh in the AFC North. As the Ravens head into the bye, the Steelers beat the Bengals yesterday in Cincinnati 44-38. And that is Stein on Sports.
It did not take long for winter to show up. Boy, these temperatures are cold, and they stay cold all week long. We've got lots of sunshine, 42 the high today. Then tonight dropping into the mid to upper 20s. Tomorrow doesn't warm up much at all, 43, 44 the high Wednesday. And then another dose of Arctic air Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Only at Lowe's, MVP's Pro Rewards members can get a volume discount on eligible orders as low as $1,500. Discount on eligible products only and reflected in quote. Restrictions apply. See Pro Desk for details. MVP's Pro Rewards program subject to terms.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com. Listen for 3 hours every day for the most important local and national news, issues, and topics starting at 6 a.m. with the Morning Drive. And check back frequently so you don't miss a thing on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harvard County.
All right. We were talking about the deer attack that happened last week in Baltimore City. Yes, you heard that correctly. That was in Baltimore City. Apparently, there is a lot of big bucks running around. And I tell you what, the pictures that I saw, the one guy that was scared to get out of his car, I could see why he was scared. This thing did not look real. It didn't look real. It was huge. His antlers were huge. I was like, wow, this thing got all the way to Baltimore City. And, you know, I'm glad that we had our friend there from Texas call in and shed some more light on the situation. But, you know, when you're developing in areas like Baltimore County that we see a lot of, right, a lot of people, that's why a lot of people are mad about, you know, Baltimore County Executive Johnny Osheski, you know, getting in, you know, good with his developer friends. Remember, he wasn't charging them impact fees. And they're, you know, putting apartments everywhere, right? Right. But when you have these areas where it is a heavily wooded area and then you put all these developments there and, you know, back to back, you know, you're going to have some of the deer run in different directions because, of course, you just disturbed where they live. Right. That's common sense. But if you're living in a state where they're not friendly to gun owners in general, and you've got 2% of the population with hunting license, and that's what I looked up last night. I mean, you're going to have a situation where they are overrun and everywhere. And as, you know, both Al and Talbot pointed out, you know, you love deer until it, you know, crashes into the hood of your Mercedes. And then it's like, well, wait a minute, right? And so I didn't realize that in New Jersey, they had a sniper team come in, paid by the state to come in and shoot all these deer. I didn't realize they did that. They might have to do that here, to be honest with you. Let's see. I've got Gino in Bel Air. Hey, Gino, you wanted to weigh in?
Yeah, how you doing, girl?
Good, good.
I'm the Gino from West Virginia. Used to text you a lot.
Oh, yes. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Listen, in Charlestown, I lived there in Charlestown for about 20 years. And in a regular development, just like you'd see anywhere, never saw a single deer. Move over here to Bel Air. Man, they're all over the place. I mean, we got an idiot on the street here who feeds them apples right down the end of the street. And I come out in the morning to go to the pool at the Y, and they're all over the front yard or everywhere. Now, all I got to say is, and the previous caller was right on, all the people think, oh, the little cutesy-pootsy deer, aren't they sweet, until you hit one with your car, total the car, find out your insurance doesn't pay for it. You may have even had a family member injured or killed. Because I've seen an incident where a deer got hit by the hood of the car, it crashed through the windshield and kicked the driver to death. I mean, they've got to go.
Yeah. No, I agree, Gino. Thank you so much. Hopefully the guy will stop feeding the deer apples. That's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. Thank you, dear.
All right. Thank you, Dino, so much. I appreciate you. I also got Phil at Glen Burnie here. Phil, did you want to weigh in on the deer attack?
Yeah. How you doing, Kim?
I'm doing well. What can you tell us? Why do you think this deer might have attacked this guy?
It's rutting time. They're in season. They're mating, okay? When a deer gets scared, a deer runs. A deer doesn't fight unless it's another deer. Okay, he probably had a doe or something laying around, and he didn't want this person encroaching on it. That's why he attacked.
Oh, so there was...
They're protecting themselves. Deer are flight animals, okay? When they get scared, they run.
Okay.
All right? That would be the explanation, okay? And on another topic, I attended a very nice Grandparents' Day last Wednesday, too, and it was really
nice. It was really good too.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, they go all out for Grandparents' Day. I love to see it.
It was really good, man. It had the older boys and girls taking care of the younger ones. It was classic. It was really good. I was really surprised.
Well, my mom said the same thing. Phil, thank you so much. I appreciate you calling in. It's rutting season, so there might have been a girl involved. So we're hearing the dog. You know what? And I still believe the dog probably did get spooked. And then it spooked the deer, and then if there was another deer that was there, a doe, then possibly that's what happened. I will say, got a text here, even the deer in Baltimore are violent. Why do you guys do this? I will say, you know, the last thing you want to do is, in my view, go up to a deer that you might see. But I would think, you know, when you have all these people that believe, like, in Bambi, right? Like, as we heard earlier. Especially kids in Baltimore City. Could you imagine if this happened to, a high schooler or a middle schooler that thought that they could go up to a deer because they haven't really seen a buck before in their neighborhood? You know, it's kind of like you think, maybe we got to issue a warning here. Maybe we should. I've got my friend Metal in White Marsh. Metal, you wanted to weigh in?
Yeah, how you doing, Kim?
Good.
Yeah, and I'm calling at the right time because, you know, well, obviously I live in White Marsh, and I'll just say I live off of Philadelphia Road between Joppa and Callington, right? I mean, big area. But there's probably 100 acres left behind our house that hasn't been sold that hooks onto our land. And then that's all now a forest buffer. So for decades, we've been feeding our deer. And right now I feed them every night, see them every night. I have 6 does and 3 bucks. I mean, a giant big buck.
Wow.
And so and we feed them apples. I spend $75 a week on feeding these deer.
Now, Mel. So,
I mean, we don't shoot them or anything. They're our pets, but
yeah,
it's just great. And I think they should release more in Baltimore City, big giant bucks, and just let them run rampant. But that's my opinion. Oh, one last thing. Tim, I hope that the Slimatorium has been opened back up because we don't do shutdowns.
Yes.
Okay, first of all, you know, other people do shutdowns. We can't be having a shutdown. I mean, the Slimatorium, that has to be open.
Yes, Metal, you'll be happy to know I reopened the Slimatory. I didn't do the lockdown, Larry. It wasn't locked down too long.
Okay, and another thing, I don't know that you have proof of where the black slime came from. I mean, do you have it on camera? So I don't think it's right, just, you know, assuming that your daughter, Olivia, made that black slime. I don't think that was
yes,
right.
It could have been the dog. You're right, Metal. It could have been the dog. You're right. Thank you, Metal.
Okay, so please, no more lockdown. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you. Yeah, if you missed it last week, we were talking about Olivia. She does have a slimatory. You know, it's like a laboratory, but we turned her playroom into a slimatory because she loves to make slime. And so I said, if you keep it in this one room, I'm fine with it. The problem is Olivia doesn't always listen. So when I went to go clean up for Thanksgiving last week, there was black slime all over the light gray living room floor. Okay, it's light gray carpet. And what she did was she moved the coffee table on top of it so I wouldn't see it. So I don't even know how long the slime has been there, but I can't get it out. All right, and I know, look, it could have been the dog, you're right, Metal, but I'm pretty sure it was Olivia. You know what, we'll give her a pardon this time. This time. I got my friend Mark in York. You wanted to weigh in on the deer attack?
Oh, yeah, I did. First, real quick comment on the Hunter Biden pardon.
Okay.
If anybody anybody thought that he wasn't going to pardon his son, you had to be pretty naive, even though he went and said, you know, he's never going to do it. If you thought for one second he wasn't going to do it, you had to be pretty naive. The deer thing, you know, I think, like you say, with all the construction and the limited hunting that we're allowed to do in Maryland, lends itself to the deer migrating. And when, like the other caller said, I can barely hear your show up here in York, but I think one caller said when they get scared, you know, they just run, they scatter, and some of them wind up. I've seen them in Towson. I've seen them in, you know, downtown areas. I'm a retired cop. And another thing, when these deer get struck by autos, lots of times the driver of the auto will get out and go up to the deer. And I just want to put this out there, FYI, the deer are very powerful animals and strong and resilient. And sometimes they can be knocked unconscious, and the driver of the vehicle will go up to the deer, and the deer will come to, and, you know, can kick or gore the driver of the vehicle. I've seen that many times in my police career. Even had one lady pick up a small deer and put it in the back seat and was going to take it to the vet, and was very surprised when the deer became conscious and wanted to get out of the car. But just a quick comment.
Yeah, that is surprising. Mark, thank you so much. I appreciate you, and thank you for your service as well.
Oh, very welcome.
Thank you. Look, yeah, don't put a deer. Why would they put him in the back seat? I guess, you know what, if you think, oh, the deer's going to survive. I guess, I don't know. Are people taking deer to the vet hospital? People are bold. I just want to tell you real quick. So my very first car accident when I was, gosh, I guess I was 17, was with a deer. And I grew up in Accokeek, Maryland. I know many of you guys know that already. But I was coming home from soccer practice, and I went around the corner near my house, and I see the deer, but it was like at that point, and you know, I think I told you guys, I was driving a manual stick shift, right? So at that point, it was like, you got a couple seconds to think about what to do next. Don't judge me on this, okay? Don't judge me. Or you can judge me. You know what? Whatever. It is what it is. I saw the deer. My thought was to hit the gas. I know. My dad gave me a hard time after this for a long time. I guess in my mind, it was me or the deer. Do you know what I mean? So in my mind, it was almost like hit the gas, kind of swerve. Yeah, you might clip it, which is what I ended up doing. But it's like, I know, it sounds bad. Well, anyways, I hit it. But I hit it where it was just, I took one of its legs off, I guess, because my car, the leg got caught in the fender area where, like, the wheel well is. And then I kept going. And so I just kept going. And then I turned the corner into my neighborhood and went to my house. And I got out of the car. And, of course, I ran inside and I told my dad I just hit a deer. So my dad, you know, of course, I'm crying and everything. My dad's like, oh, my God. And then so he goes out. He's like, look, it's actually not that bad of damage. I was driving a Ford Escort, by the way. It wasn't that bad of damage. So then he's like, all right, let me go, you know, check out. So he also went to where I hit the deer. He said the deer was gone. So I'm assuming it got up without one of its legs. But my dad was like, Kim, on this back road, you know, before you turn into the neighborhood, how fast were you going? Because you took the leg, you took it clean off. And that's when I told him I hit the gas. I know. And then, of course, my little brother gave me a hard time for weeks on that one. I don't know what I was thinking, actually. You know what? But then what if I would have slowly hit it? So I guess in my mind, I was thinking it would have gave the deer more time to continue to cross the street. Then I would have hit a large part of the deer, right? I know, I'm trying to justify it. I can't justify it after all these years. But yeah, I hit the gas. I did. I'm a terrible person. All right, Johnny in Hamilton. Johnny, you wanted to weigh in?
Yeah. First on this, Kim, a female deer, it's called fecundity, has usually two foals per mating season. The problem is you have no natural predators. These areas in Baldwin County, I can tell you, University of Notre Dame, I used to work at night shift, 3 a.m, I'd go out on a bench and smoke cigarettes, those females during rutting season and fawns were literally 15 feet away from me if I didn't move. Okay?
Yeah.
They need to get, because you're in rutting season now, a male gets aggressive because he's chasing those females. And what happens is, car accidents, I've had it where a doe jumped over the hood of my car on Sinclair Lane and made a scratch in it. They can jump close to 10 feet.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, they need to get a program in Baltimore County and Baltimore City where you have professional hunters that will pass a marksmanship test with sound-suppressed firearms and also crossbows, because you have a scope on them, and take out those females.
What?
And that's about the best way to do it, because you're going to have, you know, you have more deer now in the United States before Columbus ever came here, because all that forested land is now pastoral. And with developments, you're pushing them in more pockets in built-up areas.
Yeah.
I've seen them all over. Like I said, I could literally, if I didn't move, because they see people, too. They get. Now, I never seen bucks. I've seen one in at Notre Dame, because they're smart. But I'm saying that's what they need to do, and have a program where you have regular hunters that say you can have a ticket for four does. You take out two, you keep them. Two go to the Maryland Food Bank to get processed, and you give them processors a tax write-off on every deer that they process for free to the food bank.
Well, Johnny, I think that's a great idea. I appreciate you calling in. I hope you have a great Monday. And I guess that's similar to what they did in New Jersey as well, but not quite the same. He's saying, let the hunters come in, let them be able to shoot as many deer. I think he said they're for. But in Jersey, I guess the state, the taxpayers paid for it, which I'm never in favor of. But this is a situation. It is a situation. I got some text on it. I'm going to go through the text messages. Don't forget, the question of the day is, parting hunter a big deal? Or should we just let it slide? If you ever want to weigh in anytime the show on that, you can. It's 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. We'll wrap up this deer conversation. I love the fact that so many people were weighing in. I learned so much when I'm here. I really do. We're also going to talk about, honestly, we'll talk about this woman in Randallstown that I think defied logic when coming face-to-face with carjackers. It started out as a really great story, and then it kind of went downhill. So we'll get into that. And also, Mayor Scott, he's not worried about federal funding. This is a story in the Baltimore Sun. We'll get into that. And then there's a nice feel-good story. Jalen Lockhart in Illinois, he is being lauded as a hero, and I agree. And then don't forget, we are going to talk about Canada and Kash Patel being tapped as the FBI director. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. I hope we have enough time. I really do. We'll discuss all that and more coming up next.
Hey, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. For years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now, they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. During fall weather, it's important to ensure that your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. And Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, they're here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. Weather's changing. Now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call them today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404, 410-876-9404, or at timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric, Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Only at Lowe's, MVP's Pro Rewards members can get a volume discount on eligible orders as low as $1,500. Discount on eligible product only and reflected in quote. Restrictions apply. See Pro Desk for details. MVP's Pro Rewards program subject to terms.
Power up the holiday and give a gift from the top of their wish list. Visit your local steel dealer today or shop online at steelusa.com.
The Sage from South Central is back on your radio. Hi, Larry Elder here. I run for governor of California and for president. I know what it takes to turn this country around. Join me every Sunday night at 10 as we discuss the most important issues in this pivotal election year. Let's get to work. We've got a country to save. Tune in to the Larry Elder Show only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Hear the news, then talk about it at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day. Breaking news, stimulating talk, only on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. I didn't know there was going to be so much expertise coming into the show via phone lines on deer hunting. I appreciate you guys calling in. I do have a picture here from my friend Susan in Westminster. She feeds the deers there. Scott, my friend, and even volunteered for our campaign. Hey, Scott, how are you? He's talking about all the deer in Sykesville. So I can understand in those areas. But if you were in a densely populated area, I would not understand feeding the deer and having them come back. I wouldn't understand that. You know what I mean? But you guys, I get it. You're out there in the middle of nowhere. I get that. Coming up next, we are going to talk about, again, this woman in Randallstown. She's also a Baltimore City Schools teacher. You're not going to want to miss this, okay? I'm going to be up front with you. You're not going to want to miss this because it started out like a great story. You're like, wow, this woman took charge. She told these juveniles what to do. Yeah. And then it just goes completely downhill. You're not going to want to miss this. So stay right there for that. Also, I don't know if you heard, but Senator Bernie Sanders supports the Department of Government and Efficiency. Did you guys hear about this? Yes, he's happy that Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy have joined the Trump administration, and they're going to get to the bottom of all of the spending, especially the reckless spending, in the U.S. government. I had a feeling Bernie Sanders would be on board with this, right? The Bernie bros. You know, if you really think about Bernie Sanders, the difference between him and, say, like Hillary Clinton or somebody like that, it is the fact that he does believe that government has gotten too large. Now, do I agree with his progressive policies? No. In other areas, does he want even larger government? Yes, because he wants like universal health care, which is absolutely ridiculous, right? But he does understand that there is wasteful spending. And I will say some of the things that he was talking about when he ran for the presidency in 2016, I don't know if you guys, noticed this, and I think this is why he was, his followers were called the Bernie Bros. He got a lot of young voters, is because he was talking about how inefficient government is. And there were a lot of young voters that agree with that. Well, I assumed he would agree with this too, and apparently he does. And I also felt as though that that's one of the reasons that they were trying to destroy Bernie Sanders so badly in 2016. Like, yes, they chose Hillary Clinton to be the queen bee. I got that. But at the same time, some of the things that he was pointing to that it sounded like that he wanted to change, like even that tax code that you hear so much about, right? Remember Hillary Clinton was like, well, President Trump, he took advantage of this and he took advantage of that. He's not paying his fair share. Well, Bernie Sanders, if you recall, during the Democrat primaries, he pointed out how there were problems with the tax code. And so I don't think Democrats really want you to get to the bottom of that either. And I also noted, because I talked about this a little bit over the weekend on my social media pages, President Trump right now, what he's doing and what he's been talking about the most, I would say, on Truth Social is dismantling a lot of these institutions that we have in this country, especially the three-letter agencies, and basically gutting them and starting over or getting rid of them altogether. The interesting part about this is what I see, right? And this is why I predict there's going to be a huge awakening in the black community in 2025. For decades, we were told by people like Al Sharpton, Reverend Jesse Jackson, no matter who it was, right? Benjamin Crump, all these people, they have been telling us for decades that these institutions within U.S. government are extremely racist, and have discriminatory practices and policies attached, and they still practice things in a way of Jim Crow, and they're saying they've told us that they still do that today. Well, here's what's so crazy about this. President Trump is dismantling these very institutions. So if anybody was going to be happy about this, even more so than Trump supporters, more so than Bernie Sanders, you would think it would be the black community that has been hearing for decades that these government agencies are in fact racist and have institutionalized racism. Why are Democrats mad? Why are they mad? They kept telling us that these institutions are racist and discriminatory. Well, President Trump is dismantling them. You should be rejoicing. But you're mad. Why? Because you're about to be exposed. I think that's why you had Joyanne Reed and Rachel Maddow, all these people, you know, Don Lemon, they got off of Twitter as fast as they could because they can no longer be the gatekeepers of division and racism. I think a lot of people are going to be exposed by this. And I think the black community is going to be very happy as President Trump continues to dismantle these government agencies. Coming up next, we'll talk about all this and more. Even Kash Patel, now the FBI director, or tapped to be it.
Do you have a property to sell and want to make top dollar, but don't have the money to invest in repairs or renovations? Renovation Real Estate has you covered. I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate, a licensed real estate brokerage and home improvement contractor. I'll invest my money to repair or renovate your property, list it, and get it sold, resulting in a greater profit for you. No money up front, no managing repairs or renovations. Renovation Real Estate does it all for you with no money out of pocket. You don't pay a dime until closing. We fix it, we sell it, you profit at Renovation Real Estate. Visit renovation.realestate to see our work. That's renovation.realestate. Don't let the cost and hassle of repairs or renovations stand in your way of making a greater profit on the sale of your home. You don't pay a dime until closing. Visit renovation.realestate to see our work. That's renovation.realestate. Contact me today at renovation.realestate. That's renovation.realestate. MHIC 145330.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The U.S. will be sending $725 million worth of new weapons to Ukraine to include counter-drone systems as well as anti-personnel landmines. For the longest time, the White House line was that President Biden would not pardon his son Hunter for tax evasion and his conviction in a federal gun possession case. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre asked about it repeatedly.
Does the president have any intention of pardoning him?
We've been asked that question multiple times. Our answer stands, which is no.
Somehow that no turned into a yes.
In the waning weeks of his presidency, Joe Biden used his authority to pardon his son and spare him a possible prison sentence for federal felony gun and tax convictions. On several occasions, the president had said he would not pardon his son or commute his sentence after his convictions in the two cases in Delaware and California. In a statement, the president said no reasonable person who looks at the facts of Hunter's cases can reach any other conclusion than Hunter was singled out only because he is my son, and that is wrong. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President-elect Trump calls the pardon covering a 10-year span a miscarriage of justice. Some pretty rosy predictions for Cyber Monday shopping.
The National Retail Federation coined the term for the Monday after Black Friday in 2005. Even though e-commerce is now part and parcel of many people's regular routine, Cyber Monday continues to be the biggest online shopping day of the year, thanks to steady discounts and a fair amount of hype. Several major retailers actually started their Cyber Monday promotions over the weekend.
And that's correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Watching Wall Street, the Dow down 165 points, and NASDAQ 151 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Trump's victory is just the first battle. The deep state stranglehold on our economy took 50 years to build, and they won't let it go without fighting. The damage runs deeper than most Americans realize. A corrupt monetary system, a national debt exploding beyond control, a crumbling dollar. The deep state spent 50 years rigging our system. Now their economic time bomb is nearly unstoppable. Hi, this is Stephen K. Bennett. I'm here to remind you, you are not powerless. Throughout history, gold has been a safe haven from economic corruption. My trusted allies at Birch Gold Group know this. That's why they help Americans diversify their IRAs and 401ks into gold. To see how it works, get a free info kit on gold IRAs. Text the word PREPARE to 989898 right now. Don't let 50 years of globalist sabotage destroy your savings. Text the word PREPARE to the number 989898 and protect your hard-earned savings. Again, that's PREPARE to 989898 to get your free info kit from Birch Gold.
Good morning. It's 11:03. I'm Julie Ryder with the headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. City police are investigating a homicide in West Baltimore. Officers were called to the 2200 block of North Monroe Street for a shot spotter alert overnight Sunday, but there was no victim at the scene. Short time later, police were called to a hospital where a 30-year-old man turned up with a gunshot wound and died. According to preliminary investigations, the victim was shot on North Monroe and was driven to the hospital. Baltimore City's winter shelter status is active until 9 Tuesday morning. The Mayor's Office of Homeless Services developed the winter plan to coordinate efforts between the city and providers that offer shelter and life-saving services for those who are without homes during the season. Emergency shelters offered when the temperature with wind chill drops to 33, make that 32 degrees or lower. And Howard County public school officials say two schools closed early this morning due to lack of heat. Power outages at Hammond Elementary and Hammond Middle School caused the unscheduled early dismissal. Afternoon classes and evening activities at both schools are all canceled today. Coming up, it's Stein on Sports.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progressive rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down. Get it going slower.
iZurvey is proven to slow GA progression.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
iZurvey or Avacin Captain Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. iZurvey can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. iZurvey may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about iZurvey today.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
Visit iZurvey.com. That's iZurvey.com.
Paid for by Estella's Pharma.
Now, Gary Stein on sports. Saquon versus Roquan. Advantage Barkley.
Oh, here he goes. Barkley at the 10, the 5, and the touchdown.
Jim Nance with the call on CBS. The league's leading rusher bottled up most of the game, broke through for a 25-yard game-clinching score as the Eagles down the Ravens 24-19, the final. Barkley finishing with 107 yards on the ground, 65 on 13 carries in the second half. Here's Roquan after the game. All 11 guys didn't do their assignment on that, and that's what it boils down to. At the end of the day, 9-10 people can do the right thing, and I could have did better on that play as well. Meanwhile, boos rained down on Justin Tucker as the Ravens' beleaguered kicker missed two field goals and a PAT that had a direct impact on the game.
As simply as I can put it, I miss the kicks, and I'll leave it at that. I just left the points out there. I feel like I cost us this one.
Ravens now 1.5 back to the Steelers. College basketball yesterday, Maryland big over Alcorn State, 96-58. Derek Queen led the way with 20 points. And that is Stein on Sports.
Hey guys, it's Rob Carson. If you have tried CBD or want to try CBD for sleep, mood, or your body, go to thetrustedlab.com. CBD of highest quality, made in America, delivered conveniently to your door. Thetrustedlab.com CBD is lab tested. All natural and a great alternative to addictive drugs. And now take an extra 30% off with their Black Friday deals for sleep, mood, joints, body, and even for your pets. Go to thetrustedlab.com and take an extra 30% off the highest quality CBD to move better, feel better, and sleep better with the Trusted Lab.
Here's the exclusive Weather Channel forecast.
Quiet and cold. That's our weather this week. 42 today, 43 tomorrow, 44 Wednesday. We may get a little bit of rain Wednesday night, but then back to dry weather Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel. for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 35 degrees in Kingsville, 36 in Dundalk. I'm Julie Ryder, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Plasek Live starts now on Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning. Hopefully you are online listening to me at WCBM.com, but also online taking advantage of the Cyber Monday deals. We have been talking about this deer attack in Baltimore City, and I didn't realize we had so many people that listen to the show that know a lot about deer and then also wanted to weigh in on the deer situation. So I'll get to those calls in just a second here. Also, just want to remind you, our question of the day, was Joe Biden pardoning his son, Hunter Biden? Was that a big deal? You can always call in 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Doesn't matter what we're discussing. I do want to hear from you on that one. I've got, Elizabeth in Brooklyn Park. Elizabeth, there's a deer problem where you are?
Well, we have, yes, we do, because I don't know if you know anything about Anne Arundel County. We had a landfill near us. They're building more houses right around the corner from us on B&A, right by the Beltway. And we see a lot of deer, you know, as we go get on 695. But where I live, right across the street, they're going to build a water tower. But they promised not, you know, the bottom of the wildlife. We have coyote. We have deer. We have ducks over there. We have geese. We got everything. And the landfill's been sold. And the thing of it is, we don't know what they're going to do with it. And we've had deer on our roadway. And the thing of it is that if this new people, if they get to build anything, it's going to take the wildlife's habitat. There's a bald eagle over there. There's all kinds of wildlife. Where are they going to go? We feed the birds over at our house. And we see all kinds of birds because, you know, they don't have a lot of places to go because right around here where we live in Brooklyn Park, they're building up everything. They took out part of, right across near the city, they took out part of a graveyard, and they're building a whole housing development over there. Where are you going to put all this wildlife?
Yeah, no, those are the questions there, Elizabeth, and hopefully you don't end up with coyote in your yard.
We've had two snakes in our yard. We've had bunny rabbits. We get squirrels. We had to bury a baby squirrel because it fell out of the tree.
Oh wow! Huh.
You know, so we get all kinds of work. One of my neighbors even had a groundhog.
Oh wow!
You know, so we get all kinds of wildlife over here that we're trying to protect.
Right,
they don't come in our yard per se, and they get killed on the highway. We see a lot of critters killed on the highway because, especially deer, because they have nowhere to go.
Yeah, and you're right, Elizabeth. It disturbs.
You know, and we need to protect it. And finally, our association leader, God willing, is got an environmental person that's going to come talk to us.
Yeah. Well, let's see
you
what they have.
Going to help protect some of this stuff that it didn't come in totally in our yard. You know, we love seeing the birds and stuff. And, you know, where's all going to go if you build up Baltimore City?
Yeah.
My husband and I lived in Baltimore City. I was there 27. He was there 29. And you didn't see much wildlife back in the 90s.
Right.
But now that they're building up everything everywhere, where is it going? And we have no rights to say anything because I was told it was up to the government to decide what gets built on the land. If you wanted, let's say you wanted a patient first because you're not near a hospital, if you got a piece of land for it because you need it in your community, if they say no thank you, that's it. Your county does not have a say anymore.
Right, Elizabeth. I agree with you 100%. And unfortunately, they're spending our tax dollars and making the decisions. I got Lawrence here in Ellicott City. Lawrence, did you want to weigh in on the deer situation?
Yes, hi. It's a pleasure speaking with you. A couple of issues. I'll try to be quick. First of all, my heart goes out to the Ravens kicker, and, you know, it's so sad. I don't think they would have won anyway. I think they were just having an off night, but I feel bad for him.
Yeah.
Second thing is, in reference to the deer, you know, we have the same problem in Ellicott City, a massive problem, and they're all over the place. And they wanted to shoot them with arrows, which is probably, and, you know, many of the people that called in were right on spot. Before I went to medical school, I worked as a police officer, and a bullet does travel very far. I think an arrow from up above would be much, much safer. But we have the same problem in Ellicott City, and it's just driving us crazy, and there's a big group that doesn't want to kill them. The point I would make is do not feed them. You may think you're doing them good or whatever, but you're not, and you're putting your own life at risk because they carry tick disease. Just one little tiny tick the size of a grain of pepper could ruin you for the rest of your life.
Oh, wow.
And finally, in reference to pardoning Biden's son, you know, if he pardoned him and kept his mouth closed, it wouldn't be a big deal. But what he's saying is he pardoned him because he was wrongly charged all the things that he did. He was wrongly charged, and they were just out to get him because he was son. So another Biden slippage.
Yeah.
Keep up the good work you do. You do a great job, Kim.
Thank you, Lawrence. I appreciate that. Thank you so much for calling in with your expertise. Deers do carry apparently infectious diseases. More on the Hunter Biden pardon. Tiffany in the county says, Kim, I think the issue is that Biden lied. He said he wouldn't pardon Hunter, but he did it anyway. However, as a mother, I do understand. I would have pardoned my son also. You hope that your kids don't get into trouble, but if they do, it's in our nature as parents to help. I don't think I would ever let my boy go to prison if he had the power, if I had the power to stop it, period. Yeah, and Tiffany, I guess, like, you know, Hunter, it's not, we're not talking about violent crimes, right? I understand that. I guess I just look at it and I think about all those that spent time behind bars for the very same thing. You know, it is tough. All right, we're going to move on. Let's see. We're going to move on to, I guess, we have so many people that want to talk about the deer, huh? All right, Brian, we'll take these last two calls on the deer, okay? Ray in South Baltimore. Ray, how can I help you?
Kim, they're in South Baltimore on Waterview Avenue because they're getting ready to build houses and then tore all the woods down. I nailed one 2 weeks ago. He'd like to rip the front of my car off, Kim.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
Yes. And it's like they're rutting and they're just running out in traffic and they freeze with the headlights and I couldn't stop in time.
Yeah. No, it is. It's very dangerous. Yeah.
Yeah. And about Hunter Biden, look, every parent's going to do that. They can talk the talk, but say one thing out of their mouth, but on the other hand, look, blood is thicker than water. So his last 30 days in office, he's going to pardon who he could pardon. Why would he pardon some of them January 6th people?
Yeah, well, that's what President Trump was asking on True Social. Hopefully they get pardoned.
Kim, you think there's any chance Trump's going to reach out to you and make you part of his staff? That would be...
I don't know about that, but I like where I am. I like WCBM, but I appreciate that.
Or the county executive.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I don't think I want to take that job on. Somebody's got to clean up this mess, though, with Johnny O has caused.
But you could do it.
Yeah. Well, I thank you for the vote of confidence there, Ray.
You're still young. You got the fight in you to do it.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Ray. Thank you so much. Have a great day. I love it when people say you're still young. You know what? I don't think you guys know how old I am. I got Sean in Timonium. Sean, did you want to weigh in on the deer population?
Yeah. Hi, Kim. How you doing?
Doing well. Doing well. What can you fill us in on here?
Well, first off, I want to say I love you. I think you're great.
Thank you.
You know, I'm sorry you didn't get elected, but I am glad you didn't because I like to hear you.
Okay. Thanks.
As far as the deer go, you know, there are so many deer in Maryland that they pose a danger to not only to drivers, and they, I mean, they're just a danger, a hazard. And, you know, also they carry the Lyme disease, you know, they carry ticks, obviously, and some of them are okay, but you have too many of them, and it's like anything else. It creates a serious hazard.
Yeah.
And also, you know, for all these people that want to save the deer and love the deer and all this other stuff, a hunter told me that the average lifespan of a deer is 12 years. And if, you know, they live out their natural lives. And the way they die is they starve to death. They eat, they chew, their teeth wear down, and they can't eat.
Oh, wow.
So they starve to death. If you let a deer live naturally his entire life, he'll starve to death, which is more cruel, taking a deer and using him for meat and so forth, or letting him starve to death,
Yeah, no, that sounds much more cruel and inhumane. Absolutely.
Anyway,
yeah,
that's
no,
all
thank
I
you.
Have to say, and thank you, Kim.
No, thank you so much, Sean. I hope you have a great week. I didn't realize that either. Look, I learned so much about deer today. I had no idea. I had no idea. All right, we got all these other stories to talk about. I want to get to this woman in Randallstown for sure. It's like I want to open that can of worms, but I might have to open it on the other side of the on the other side of the break at around 11:30. So real quick, I do want to talk about Kash Patel. As you probably heard, he was tapped for the FBI director, and there are a lot of people that are either extremely happy about it or extremely upset. And I will tell you that liberals are having a whole meltdown online about it. I have some audio here with Kash Patel with Steve Bannon. And, you know, it's interesting. Since Steve Bannon's been out of jail, or prison, I should say, he's been doing really great with his show. He's been getting a ton of views on it. But here he is interviewing Kash Patel. Take a listen.
Kash, I know you're probably going to be head of the CIA, but do you believe that you can deliver the goods on this in a pretty short order of the first couple of months so we can get rolling on prosecutions?
Yes, we got the bench for it, Bannon, and you know those guys. I'm not going to go out there and say their names right now so the radical left-wing media can terrorize them. But, excuse me, the one thing we learned in the Trump administration the first go-around is we got to put in all-America patriots top to bottom. And we got them for law enforcement. We got them for intel collection. We got them for offensive operations. We got them for DOD, CIA, everywhere. And the one thing we will do that they never will do is we will follow the facts and the law and go to courts of law and correct these justices and lawyers who have been prosecuting these cases based on politics and actually issuing them as lawfare. We will go out and find the conspirators, not just in government, but in the media. Yes, we're going to come after the people in the media who lied about American citizens, who helped Joe Biden rig presidential elections. We're going to come after you, whether it's criminally or civilly. We'll figure that out. But yeah, we're putting you all on notice. And Steve, this is why they hate us. This is why we're tyrannical. This is why we're dictators, because we're actually going to use the Constitution to prosecute them for crimes they said we have always been guilty of, but never have.
All right. That was Kash Patel talking to Steve Bannon quite a while ago. As you heard there, Steve Bannon was asking him if he would be the director of the CIA. Now, Kash Patel has been tapped for the director position of the FBI by President Trump. But if you heard there, Kash has obviously been talking about this behind the scenes with many individuals, including President Trump. And if you follow Kash Patel, he doesn't do a whole lot of social media. He actually just joined X, formerly known as Twitter. But he's at Mar-a-Lago a lot. A lot of people within the circles, I think, really knew him well. But he is talking about releasing the names that are affiliated with the Jeffrey Epstein list and then also the P. Diddy files. And if you didn't hear it, last week, P. Diddy was denied bail for the third time. So there's, you know, there are some meltdowns happening around Kash Patel being tapped. And I will say that he's going to unturn and uncover every stone. This isn't a guy that has like special interest groups in his back pocket. And he'll lean one way or the other. You're not going to see any bias from Kash Patel. Okay, you're going to see him go after absolutely everyone on everything. And so I think that this was a great appointment. I hope that he does get through the Senate. I think Senator Ted Cruz did send out a post saying that he believed that Kash Patel will be selected or voted in unanimously. And I agree that I haven't seen anything come out. Because you know what? With all the meltdowns, if Kash Patel had anything in his any skeletons in his closet, they would be out by now on Monday morning. They've got nothing. They've got nothing. This guy has obviously led a pretty low-key life, but is very highly intelligent, so I'm happy to see him get the nod. Coming up next, we're going to talk about Mayor Brandon Scott, what he said about federal funding in Baltimore City. And this Randallstown woman defies logic. Again, she's a Baltimore City school teacher. She was being carjacked, and, you know, I guess it was, you can't call it a carjacking. It was a stolen vehicle situation because she had gotten out of a rideshare situation. So I want you to hear the audio that we have for this coming up after the break. You're going to listen in, and you're going to think, wow, this is amazing. This is amazing. And then your jaw is going to hit the floor. Stay right there.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, so call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
The Hilton Garden Inn, conveniently located in Owings Mills with easy check-in using their digital key. Just download their Hilton Honors app. Whether it's a special event or a get-together for drinks at the grill, you can be sure of a great time for all. Relax in their indoor pool and wake up to a delicious cup of coffee and made-to-order breakfast. Reach out to their sales department for your catering and event space needs. Call the Hilton Garden Inn, Owings Mills, 410-654-0030, 410-654-0030, where your stay matters.
History happened here for 100 years.
For exactly 31 minutes, you have been hearing the beginning of VE Day in Europe and in America. It began at exactly 9 o'clock. The statement by President Harry S. Truman in the White House that he'd been notified by General Eisenhower from his headquarters in Paris that the forces of Germany had surrendered to the Allied nation.
Baltimore has been listening for 100 years. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. We've been talking about all kinds of things on today's show. Really appreciate all of you guys weighing in on the Hunter Biden pardon and also on the deer attack. Many of you know a lot about deer, so I learned a few things today. But we're also going to get back to the crime and violence that's been happening in Baltimore County and, of course, Baltimore City as well. You know, five teens were arrested in Towson for attempted carjacking this weekend. And four of those five teens were also suspected, suspected in a Friday night assault. You know, my big question here is, where is the governor on all this? Right. We talk about the juvenile justice system. We talk about the department head over there, Vincent Schiraldi, and how he's not doing anything. There's an issue with juveniles. That is for a fact. I want you to hear this audio. This is what I wanted to get into for a little bit now, because I want you to weigh in on this. OK, and I want you to call in and let me know if I'm wrong or if, you know, you have to tell me I'm right, but if you agree with where I sit on this. I'm listening to the story about this Randallstown woman. She's a Baltimore City school teacher, and she comes face-to-face with five juveniles, it seems, that are trying to steal her vehicle. Take a listen.
Meantime, Baltimore County, a victim there speaking out after coming face-to-face with the teens who allegedly stole her car. The confrontation was caught on camera.
Can you get out of my car? Can you get out of my car?
Can
just ditched the car and ran. A story you're seeing first on Fox. This woman hopes her case can become a teachable lesson for young people. Our Vincent Hill has the story.
She deals with young people on a daily basis.
I'm a Baltimore City school teacher, so at this point, I think I just kind of snapped into my teacher spirit or something.
But this past Wednesday, it was a different type of curriculum.
I parked my vehicle Tuesday night. When I woke up Wednesday morning, it wasn't there.
Teresa Williams's Hyundai was gone. Police audio captures her reporting it stolen.
14th Post on Waterville Square. Vehicle's missing when she woke up.
Later that afternoon, she was on her way to get a rental car.
I got picked up in the ride share. We turn out from my complex, and that's when I see my car.
That's when the ride share driver sprung into action.
So then he just takes off and start following the car. And so that kind of caught me off guard because now I'm like, okay, what am I supposed to do?
And that's when Teresa took out her phone and started recording it.
So I'm thinking, well, maybe I can get a picture of him and send that to the police.
And the car stopped at a red light. Started in with the driver.
Just had to show them that they're no longer in control. So I proceeded to walk in front of my car until I was able to face the driver and tell him to get out of my vehicle.
Can you get out of my car?
To the suspect, 5 in total ran from the car. As the rideshare driver tries to box them in. Take a look at this angle, captured by the rideshare driver.
Were you not scared, though, Teresa, that they could have, because they were at a red light, that they could have taken off and, like, hit you? Did that ever cross your mind?
For this Baltimore City school teacher, she says it was a teaching moment.
It wasn't about my car at that point. At that point, it was about protecting these children, and I just felt like I was doing my job. God knows what would have happened if they would have got pulled over by the cops and ran off like that. Like, Baltimore has seen that before.
Just 2 weeks ago, a 15-year-old injured a pedestrian while fleeing from police in a vehicle taken in a carjacking. And just days before that crash, 6 juveniles were sent to the hospital in this crash while running from police in this stolen SUV.
I just wanted to stop this from happening.
As for the rideshare driver, Teresa said,
I guess he's kind of the real hero of the story, because if he didn't do that, none of this would have happened. So,
all right. So you heard there. All right. I am so confused. I'm really confused in all of this. So the Randallstown woman, again, she's a Baltimore City teacher. She takes her phone out to take a picture of the juvenile stealing her car, right? But then later in the interview, she says, well, I didn't want them to get chased by police because we, you know, they could end up in police custody and been hurt that way. You were literally taking their picture, according to you, to send it to police. What the hell are you talking about? Are you slow? And this is what's so crazy about it. She goes off at the very beginning of this interview and talks like, you know, what we would all say. This is ridiculous. I'm sick of these kids stealing cars. Then towards the end of the interview, she's like, well, I don't want them to get arrested. What? I mean, do you agree with this teacher? I don't know your thoughts on this. We're going to discuss more on this coming back because there's more to the story.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The Israeli military says Hezbollah has fired into a disputed border zone, the group's first attack since a ceasefire took hold last week. The U.S. preparing to send Ukraine an additional $725 million in military aid. It includes counter-drone systems as well as munitions for its high-mobility artillery rocket system. President-elect Trump describes President Biden's blanket pardon of son Hunter Biden as an abusive miscarriage of justice. Biden had repeatedly insisted there would be no Hunter Biden pardon. President Biden paying his first visit to Africa as president. He'll spend several days in Angola. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed. The Dow is down 99 points. The Nasdaq trading 163 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down.
get it going slower.
IZERVAY is proven to slow GA progression.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
IZERVAY or Avacin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. IZERVAY can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. IZERVAY may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about IZERVAY today.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
Visit IZERVAY.com. That's IZERVAY.com.
Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
Sports.
It wasn't only Ravens fans cussing out their team last night after the loss to the Eagles. Apparently, it was Lamar's mother, too.
My mama just told me that. She just cussed me out. So, like, I'm mad. So, like, we going to get after it, bro. I ain't going to lie to you. We going to get after it. I can't wait to just buy, get on. We got the Giants coming up. I'm ready to go. Like, I'm just ready to go, man.
Lamar's mom telling Lamar, run, Lamar, run. He had lanes to run, but decided to let plays develop instead. Meanwhile, Justin Tucker, who's a singer, is probably remembering the song.
Mama said there'll be days like this, there'll be days like this, Mama said.
Here's Tucker.
That kid, wide left.
Jim Nance with the calls on CBS. Tucker, after the game.
I hate that I had to have this same conversation over the course of this season. That's something that comes with the territory in this job description. The kicks are either good or not, and today I did not do a good enough job to help our team win the football game.
You add it all up, and the Ravens go into the bye week saddled with a 24-19 loss to the Eagles. And that is Stein on Sports.
It did not take long for winter to show up. Boy, these temperatures are cold, and they stay cold all week long. We've got lots of sunshine. 42, the high today. Then tonight, dropping into the mid to upper 20s. Tomorrow doesn't warm up much at all. 43, 44, the high Wednesday. And then another dose of Arctic air Thursday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Only at Lowe's, MVP's Pro Rewards members can get a volume discount on eligible orders as low as $1,500. Discount on eligible products only and reflected in quote. Restrictions apply. See Pro Desk for details. MVP's Pro Rewards program subject to terms.
Glenn Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions have joined together to make sure no matter where you are in Baltimore, you can choose the best when it comes to your transmission. Both companies have been in business for over a half a century, and it's about time the two premier transmission service companies have teamed up. Whether it's a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured transmission for hundreds less than the dealers, look no further than either Glenn Burnie Transmissions or Jim Jennings Transmissions. You'll get the same courteous, professional, and expert service from both companies. Free area towing and financing is available. Call Glenn Burnie Transmissions at 410-766-8500 or gbt-online.com. Or call Jim Jennings Transmissions at 410-686-6700 or jjt-online.com. Glenn Burnie Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions, the best team in Baltimore.
Steel holiday savings are here. Find the perfect gift at your local Steel dealer or shop the Steel Holiday Gift Guide at steelusa.com.
Hey, Charlie Kirk here. Be sure to tune in to WCBM for the best of the Charlie Kirk Show every Sunday from 4 to 7 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 in Harford County.
All right, we're talking about this Baltimore City school teacher that lives in Randallstown. She was with a rideshare company, or I don't know which one she was using, but as the rideshare was taking her home, she noticed her car. Her car was driving down the street. That's why this is so confusing. And basically, there were a bunch of juveniles that stole her car. She whips out her phone and says, oh, I'm whipping my phone out because I'm hoping to get their picture and take it to the police. Well, later in the interview, she's sitting there with Vincent Hill. This is on Fox 45, by the way. You know, we find out she's a Baltimore City school teacher, but beyond that, she then finishes the story saying, you know, well, I don't want them to end up getting pulled over by police. Well, you were just taking their picture to hand it to police, I would believe, in hopes that they got pulled over, right? I mean, that was the point of that. But what she did, she put it on video, and she's, you know, basically saying, can you get out of my car? And I guess they see the video, and it had been about five or six kids. It was a lot of kids in the video. They jump out of the car, and they go running. Okay, now again, these are the kids that we're told from Senator Jill Carter and others that they have no idea what they're doing, but they know not to be on video. Isn't that interesting? Well, here's this woman. Her last name is Williams. Miss Williams, she's talking to Vincent Hill, and they have the transcript here for you. And I thought it was interesting because she says, quote, God knows what would have happened if they would have got pulled over. Sorry, this is an actual quote from a Baltimore City school teacher. I know many city school teachers that are great. I don't know what's going on with this one. All right, let me start the quote again. God knows what would have happened if they would have got pulled over by the cops and ran off like that. Like Baltimore's seen that before. Again, this is Mrs. Williams. So what she's referring to is Freddie Gray. That's what she's referring to. So here you are, taking the video, taking the picture, mad that these juveniles are stealing your car from in front of your house. But your end conclusion here is, I want to make sure they're okay, and I don't want them to end up like Freddie Gray. That's where all of this ends, after she confronts these kids who could have had a gun on them. We don't know. As Vincent Hill asked her during this interview, you know, the car was at a red light. They could have just hit the gas. They chose not to hit the gas and to get out of the car and just flee. Lucky for her. But they could have hit the gas and hit her, similar to what we saw of, remember the police officer in Baltimore County, Amy DiCaprio, who was unfortunately killed by a juvenile hitting the gas as she was confronting them in a stolen vehicle? Ms. Williams, that could have been your fate. But they chose not to do that. Thank God. But here, then, at the end of this, you're alive to tell this story, and now you equate these juveniles that are running amok, you equate it to Freddie Gray? If you're ever wondering why things like this continue, this is a Baltimore City school teacher in action for you, okay? This is why you also see all of this madness continuing to happen in Baltimore City, even within the school buildings. If Ms. Williams is an indication on how we treat criminal juveniles, well, let me tell you what. It all makes sense now, doesn't it? She did the right thing. Well, some people would say she should have just let the car go, and I understand that too, right? Why put yourself at that risk? But if you're going to confront these juveniles, I would guess, yeah, you pull out the phone and start, videoing, because you want to actually capture the confrontation, because if something were to happen, whether you were killed or what have you, hopefully it would be on video, and that could be used in the court of law, hopefully. But to end this entire thing, as your life, luckily, was not taken by these criminals, to end this with, I don't want them to have to experience police brutality, is a bunch of BS. And if you are a teacher in the public school system, and this is how you deal with kids that are out of control, I don't think this is a job for you. I really don't. Because I was so excited. When I saw this story, I said, wow, look at her confronting these kids. I would have never seen this happen. And that's where it went. That's where it went. If you want to weigh in on this, you can. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. The disappointment that I had. I go from, like, it was like an emotional roller coaster. I was excited and then literally disappointed not even 2 minutes later. I got Michael in Baltimore. Michael, is it just me or this teacher? I mean, what was going on here?
I don't know. My opinion, and as old as I am, I hate to say it, it sounds almost like she knew the kids, and that's why she didn't want to have them turned into the police.
Oh.
And I hate to say it, her insurance company at that point is going to start questioning it, too.
Yeah, well, excuse me, I think so, but luckily they left the car.
Yeah, they left the car, but how did they start the car? They probably had to hot wire or break the steering lock, right, and all that stuff.
Right. So we don't know if a window was busted. Right.
Right.
Right. Yeah, Michael. I couldn't believe it. I was like, wait a minute. I was applauding the story. And then as I saw further, she started talking about police brutality. And, you know, yeah. I think that's the mindset here in Baltimore City. It's like you have adults, you know, like Senator Jill Carter and others, they're excusing this behavior from these criminal-minded teenagers. And this is just going to lead us really down an awful road, because there's going to continue to escalate this.
I don't understand. I had issues with a juvenile that we were raising at our house. He was a foster child, and he did something, and it was almost like we were responsible for what he did. Fortunately, the family didn't go after us for it. I wonder why these children that are being picked up, how come their parents aren't being held responsible for it?
Yeah, well, you know, State's Attorney Ivan Bates has tried to. Michael, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you. Hope you have a great week. State's Attorney Ivan Bates, he has been trying to push that. He was able to hold the parents accountable for the shootout that happened at Carver. I don't know if you guys remember this. Gosh, I guess that was 2 years now. But these two parents, mother and father, took their son to Carver. Apparently, this is what word on the street is. This kid was being bullied. Well, they took him a gun and took him to school and gave him a gun to handle the situation. They pull up to Carver. The son gets out of the car. Again, the parents are sitting right there. The son takes the gun that he got from his parents, starts pistol whipping the boy that he claims is the bully. Crazy part is here he's got this gun in his hand. Somebody else over there, another kid at the school, then pulls out their gun. So then there's like a shootout at Carver. The parents get out, right? I mean, it was like insanity. But anyways, it was great because Ivan Bates was able to make sure that the parents were also arrested and they will be serving time behind bars. Now, the mother, it doesn't sound like she's going to be serving that much time, but the father, apparently he's the one that actually handed him the gun, the kid the gun. I don't know, but there was also another kid, an innocent bystander, that was shot in all of this. Now, whether he was critically injured or not, I don't know. But imagine going into school and there's a shootout right out front at 8 o'clock in the morning. I mean, it was unbelievable. But I think he's trying to go after the parents. It's not happening as much as it should. But I agree with you, Michael. Ron in Occupy Baltimore says, Cam, it is clear that the so-called teacher is woke BLM first fist in the air fool. Her inner voice probably chants, black kids good, evil cops bad, 24/7. She is one of the reasons why our juvenile justice system is a joke. That woman is an idiot. If they steal my car and I catch them, they're better off with the cops. Ron, that's how I feel. That's how I feel. But here's what's so crazy about it. She originally pulled out her phone to give evidence to the cops. And then it was, oh my gosh, police brutality. Boggles the mind. Maybe by the time the interview was ending, maybe she felt like, oh no, now I'm on camera and I look like a sellout because I'm saying that these kids should be locked up. Maybe that's what was happening in her mind, or like a caller pointed out, maybe she knew one of those kids. It was very hard to see their faces. They were really great at masking themselves. But apparently, according to Jill Carter, they don't even know how to mask themselves to hide their identity. They don't know. I got my friend David in Curtis Bay. Hey, David, how are you?
I'm good, Kim. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. You heard about the stolen car here. What are your thoughts on it?
I mean, my thoughts are what they've always been. Until we get the people out of these particular positions of power, you know, and get some people in there with a real backbone that are actually going to make real changes to the law and hold people accountable, nothing's going to change.
No, nothing is going to change. And so my fear is, because I'm almost guaranteeing that we're going to see a lot of more an uptick in crime and violence here in the holiday season. I'm almost guaranteeing it. My thing is, I feel as though that there's going to be a lot of innocent people that are caught up in this that did not vote for more of this.
Absolutely, Kim. It's a revolving circle of just, and I hate to even say it like this, just stupidity. I mean, on the part of our mayor and, you know, our governor and all of our elected officials. I mean, the fact that they continue to allow this to go on is beyond me. And the only way it's truly going to stop is if it impacts them directly. And then even then, I don't think it's going to stop.
Yeah, David, I feel the same way. Thank you so much for calling in. I hope you have a great week. Man, oh man. And David just mentioned the mayor there. In case you missed it, article in the Sun, headline here, Mayor Scott says he won't be swayed by threats to cut federal funding over immigration. Mayor Scott, he's another one. I'm not going to say anything. I'm trying to be nice. It's only Monday. I gotta hold back at least until Wednesday or Thursday. Here's some of the articles. It says Mayor Brandon Scott says he won't allow Baltimore's law enforcement priorities to be influenced by President-elect Donald Trump's advisors' threats to cut federal funds to states or cities not cooperating with the mass deportation plan. Now, Tom Homan, Trump's border czar, told Fox News Sunday that the funds could be slashed to states whose police officers or other officials refuse requests to assist federal authorities in what Trump aides say will be the largest deportation program in American history. Now, in this Baltimore Sun interview, this was out on Wednesday, Scott said the number one thing in Baltimore they should be focused on is continuing to drive down violence, homicides, and shootings and carjackings in our city. Scott's response echoed that to other jurisdictions led by Democrats, of course, Anne Arundel County and Montgomery County, saying basically the same thing. And we even heard from the Frederick County mayor as well, who also believes in the same thing. Here's the thing, Mayor Scott. First and foremost, how do you get money? All right, let's just put this in perspective here. The city generates revenue how? Speed cameras, right? Begging the state or begging the feds, right? The ARPA funds, you went to Congressman Kwesi Fube, begged him for money for, you know, some of the violence programs that you have. All of your money really is generated from taxpayers getting nickel and dime, or you're getting money from the state or from the federal government. So for you to say that you're not going to work alongside or even allow the police officers to work with President Trump, this is another thing that was just so stupid on the part of Baltimore City residents that voted for Mayor Scott. You know for a fact that he wanted to take over the police department. You then voted, it was a ballot question, you voted for Mayor Scott to take over the police department. Now he's in a position where, yes, he could tell the cops to stand down and not work with Tom Homan. The crazy part, the hypocritical part about all this is that you've got illegal aliens in the city of Baltimore that's also committing this crime. So when Mayor Scott says, oh, I want my police to be focused on driving down violence, homicides, shootings, and carjackings, that also includes the criminal illegal aliens. If you think that the Venezuelan gangs are not going to end up here when they went from Colorado to New York City, guess what, ladies and gents? They'll be here soon. If you think the Venezuelan gangs don't realize that you're going to have people in these jurisdictions, including Baltimore City, where they can just get away with anything and not be deported, you best believe they're paying attention. What Mayor Scott is about to do, whether he knows it or not, is he's about to put Baltimore City residents and the surrounding jurisdictions, including Baltimore County, in more danger. And you have people like Baltimore County Executive Johnny O, who, just so you know, Angela Alsterbrooks did resign today as a Prince George's County Executive. I'm sure Johnny O is to follow soon because he just does what everybody else does. But I'm sure he's going to, you know, step down. But they're still going to, I'm sure of it, get somebody just as progressive, quote unquote, to take his place. This, again, puts a lot of people in danger. You already have a juvenile problem. If you notice there in the statements from the mayor, he still isn't mentioning juveniles. He has done many interviews. I would love for him to come on WCBM, but you know he's scared. But he's done many interviews talking about the fact that he doesn't believe that there's a juvenile problem. He's got the same talking points as Governor Wes Moore. It is sad, it's pathetic, and it puts people in danger. This is a real issue. President Trump, mind you, won because of this issue. Was it the economy and inflation on top of it? Yes. But there were many polls that went out that said that he even had moderate Democrats vote for him because of the out-of-control southern border. And you're going to sit there and say, my police are not going to work with Tom Homan? When you know for a fact that you have illegal aliens here, we still don't know. And I'm going to say it again, Isaiah Carter. Remember the young man, the student that was killed at Patterson Park High School? Remember, they found his killer where? Trying to hop the border. He was in Texas. He was trying to hop over the border. We still never heard whether or not he was here illegally. We also heard through Project Baltimore and other people that actually investigate, we also heard that there are illegal aliens sitting in some of these schools. And people don't even realize, whether it's the teachers or the administrators or the other students or the families, they don't even realize they have a criminal history. They don't share that information. This is a problem. It's a huge problem. I would love for the governor to say something about it. I don't know if he will. I doubt it. We finally got a response from the Maryland Reliability Piedmont Project, right? I mean, he didn't want to talk about that. But this is, unfortunately, you know, elections have consequences. And whoever decided to vote for the mayor to take over the Baltimore City Police Department, shame on you. Shame on you. All right, coming up next, I do want to mention what's happening over there at the Canadian border. I know we talk about the southern border a lot. Also, I do want to get to this audio. I hope I have time. Jalen Lockhart. It's more of a feel-good story. It really is. A young black man saves an older white man's wife. A life, I should say. And you don't see that very so often. But I just want to make sure we remember and keep in mind there are many young black men across this country and men of all colors that do great things, heroic things every single day. I know it's a shame that we talk about those that are, you know, in the criminal element and criminal activity, but there are really amazing young men that we should be looking at and thinking, gosh, I hope they're the ones to take charge in the future. We'll talk about it when we get back.
Hi, I'm Bruce Elliott. Let me tell you about my dentists and their amazing practice. Dr. Laser and Dr. Doroshenko have been making my smile great again for a couple of years. And they've addressed dental issue after dental issue with extraordinary care and the highest standards of excellence. Now, the practice is Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry, and you can check out their gallery of smiles on Instagram at Cosmetic Dentist Baltimore. If you have missing teeth, that snaggletooth, discolored teeth, loose-fitting dentures that annoy the heck out of you, or if you just want implants or veneers that look perfect and not like something from a bad B-movie, do what I've done and have Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry make your smile great again. Call 410-356-7799 or send them a message online at CosmeticDentistBaltimore.com. They also offer sedation dentistry for the anxious patient. Call Cosmetic and Advanced Dentistry, 410-356-7799, 410-356-7799. And make your smile great again.
What's happening, Baltimore? Brian Lepo here, co-host of Baltimore's own Sanity Lounge at sanitylounge.com, your hub for the arts. Check out the dozens of shows portraying some of B-More's finest artists, comedians, and musicians. Sign up for the free artist and venue directory at sanitylounge.com. As a replacement for the defunct city paper, post your events with our interactive events calendar, be part of our weekly events email blasts, and don't forget to listen to some incredible interviews with some of the region's best talent.
Hey Baltimore, it's Davis from Sanity Lounge. Join us for a holiday gala on December 14th at the Streetcar Museum in Baltimore, featuring live music, food, drinks, streetcar rides, and a suit raffle. All to support sharpdressman.org, a Baltimore nonprofit helping with workforce reentry, recovery, and veterans programs. Every ticket helps make a difference in someone's journey towards confidence and success. It's a night of fun and giving back. Tickets available now at eventbrite.com. Don't miss it.
Hey guys, it's Rob Carson. If you have tried CBD or want to try CBD for sleep, mood, or your body, go to thetrustedlab.com. CBD of highest quality, made in America, delivered conveniently to your door. Thetrustedlab.com CBD is lab tested. All natural and a great alternative to addictive drugs. And now take an extra 30% off with their Black Friday deals for sleep, mood, joints, body, and even for your pets. Go to thetrustedlab.com and take an extra 30% off the highest quality CBD to move better, feel better, and sleep better with thetrustedlab.com.
Only at Lowe's, MVP's Pro Rewards members can get a volume discount on eligible orders as low as $1,500. Discount on eligible product only and reflected in quote. Restrictions apply. See Pro Desk for details. MVP's Pro Rewards program subject to terms.
The Rob Carson Show.
Navarrete Romero, 31-year-old illegal alien from Honduras, was arrested last week by the Herndon police, charged with raping a woman on the Washington and Old Dominion Trail. Remember, you used to be able to go there safely. Same thing near Baltimore. Do you like American women not being able to go out and just take a walk without being raped and murdered by illegals? Really, Democrats? Do you understand why you lost yet?
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. Talked a lot today about what's been going on, whether it was in Baltimore City, obviously the big pardon for Hunter Biden, And I love the fact that many of you weighed in, even on the deer story, the deer attack that happened in Baltimore City. I wanted to give you this feel-good story today. Jalen Lockhart, a young man, a mail carrier in Illinois, he is a hero. He knocked on a door hoping that a gentleman actually lived there because, unfortunately, he had fallen, and it was a serious situation. Take a listen.
Their Ring camera capturing the whole thing.
Hello, post office.
Guy's wife, Marsha, answering the door.
Is there an older gentleman out that lives here?
Yes.
He fell down the road there.
Jalen was filling in for another mail carrier, so he didn't know the Millers. Joining us tonight, Guy and Marsha Miller.
So thankful for all that he did. It could have been so much worse if Jalen hadn't stopped. So we just want to say thank you.
Jalen, the mail carrier, with us too.
When I saw a guy take a tumble, I wasn't sure exactly what I was getting myself into, but I did know that whatever he was going through on that ground, we were going to go through it together.
The Millers have asked Jalen and his family to join them for Thanksgiving next week. Tonight, both families grateful.
We've become family, and that's what it should be, right? We love you, Jalen. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
A special Thanksgiving for sure.
All right, Jalen Lockhart in Illinois. And I play this because there are a lot of great young men in this country, and I hope that they emerge as our leaders. And Jalen is one of those men. Okay? I mean, if you heard him, that wasn't even his route. But there he was, willing to jump into action and to help. And I wish we would raise the expectations for our young men in Baltimore City and everywhere else, because the way that we're allowing this, I guess it's the soft bigotry of low expectations. That's what we're doing. That's where we're headed. And these juveniles committing crimes, if you think they're just going to stop at carjacking, you've got another thing coming. This is going to continue to escalate. The more and more they get away with, the more violent they will become. We should be applauding people like Jalen Lockhart and hoping that we turn out heroes as they're doing in other parts of the country. Again, Jalen, thank you for being such a great guy. Tomorrow we'll be joined by Glenn Gilhar. He's going to join us live in studio. We're going to be talking about what's coming up in the Annapolis session. I'm sure juvenile reform is going to be on the docket there. But Glenn will be running for a delegate seat here in 2026. And he was one of my super volunteers on my campaign. So he's going to come in. And we're going to talk about some of this local legislation and hopes that Republicans are able to have somewhat of a voice in Annapolis. I know we're in the minority, but luckily we have great delegates and state senators that fight for us every single day. Also, real quick, Canada is now running ads to scare refugees. I wonder why. You guys don't want them in your country? Interesting. Very interesting. All right, I'll be back here at 9 a.m. tomorrow. Brian, as always, thank you for a great show. Hope you guys have a great Monday.
Stouffer Legal safe? What would happen if you were to become unable to handle your own legal and financial affairs? Will the person of your choosing have the authority to handle your affairs privately within the family? Or will they be forced to submit to a public court guardianship involving doctors, courts, and lawyers? And what happens after you've died? Will your family be able to take immediate control of your life's work? Or will they be forced to submit to a public probate process, possibly taking a year or more and costing thousands of hard-earned dollars? These things don't just fall into place automatically. And if you're not sure whether your estate plan is all set, then log on to planbaltimore.com to view their online estate planning webinar. Then request your free consultation with a Stouffer Legal attorney. If you don't plan for yourself, the state of Maryland has a plan for you, and it's probably not what you or your family want. It's easy to be Stouffer Legal safe. Visit planbaltimore.com today.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Baltimore is listening.